Blog Talk Radio.
On the spot diva from east to the west coast, grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You listen to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay.
It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Y'all know what it is. It's Friday. It's Frontline Fridays, where all the new music live, where all the indie music artists live, where we do crazy bangers and go crazy wild each and every Friday. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. And you know Frontline Fridays wouldn't be Frontline Fridays without my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building. Let's get this man a proper introduction right now, man.
Yeah. Diva Mary Kay. Diva Mary Kay. Diva Mary Kay.
Yo, Tay, we going in tonight, man. We got crazy artists on the show. We got Slay Stone coming live to the show. It's going to get crazy. We got Juma Black coming to the show, and we got Aviator Hughes coming to the show. Yo, we got 9 hot tracks tonight, so it's definitely going to go down. And we got the ladies calling in. So, yo, with this music, what I've been listening to for the last couple of days, without even the last couple of days, so last week, I'm definitely feeling the music. We got soul music. We got highway riding music. Yo, we got it's going down. I love hip hop, man. Shout out to everybody who loves hip hop right now, man. Like for real.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Tay's Corner.
Yeah, no doubt. Yes, we do.
Yo, without further ado, we gonna go ahead and bring the boss at the top of the hour live on Diva Spot with us. We got Slay Stone live in the building with us, man. Round of applause for that man. Slay, what's going on, brother?
What's good with y'all? Y'all doing all right?
Yes,
we definitely doing all right.
That's what's up.
Being that we got Slay Stone live in the building, you going to tell us exactly, you know, how true MCs never die. You're going to holler at us about your My Hip Hop. And you're going to let Diva Mary Kay know what the death of the swag is. I want to know what that is. So I'm real curious, Slay Stone. Can you help the queen out with that tonight?
Yes, I can definitely help you out with all that tonight. I can definitely help you with all that.
So tell the people and everybody tuned in now to Diva Spot Radio, who is Slay Stone? If they don't already know already, this is for the people who don't know.
They should.
For the people that don't know Slay Stone, I am the number one West Texas MC all about hip-hop music. Music is my religion. Hailing from the great metropolis city of Lubbock, Texas. Go ahead and Google us and you'll see how big and large we are. about 300,000, but yeah, this is my home, and I'm just a lover of hip hop and dedicated to my craft, and pretty much had to speak for itself. So if you don't, if you didn't get a synopsis or a generalization of who I am, you will, you know, after this interview with Diva and Tay Black.
Most definitely. So how long you been in the game, King?
Man, probably 11 years now, serious with it, you know, 11 years strong, but actually, like, on it since 06, so I'd say about 5 years, you know, it strong fully, but I've been in it seriously. I started out producing in 2000.
Mm-hmm. And you produce as well as you write and you perform, so what's your favorite? What's your favorite thing to do out of them, being that you're a triple threat, you produce music, you write it, and you perform. Like, what's one of the, what do you have a favorite out of those three?
Yeah, actually, my favorite is actually the pen and pad, the MC side of it. Definitely, I work every day at that. And, once you perfect that, I mean, everything else, you know, kind of fall in place, you know. So, my favorite is actually being the MC on the mic.
Oh, wow, that's definitely hot. And you also got a banging website. You got your website, www.slatezonemusic.com. Who designed that website for you? It's really nice.
My partner, my ace, Boo, my homeboy, Slim the Phenomenon. It's my partner, man, right hand. He does that, man. Graphics is his thing. That's his niche. And hit up slimbaby.net. That's my partner. And he laced me up, and I appreciate, you know, the compliments on it. But that is the man. If you need graphics, man, definitely hit him up. I can work that
no
out.
No problem.
Please don't do
put that the website out there again so they can, the people who tune in can listen. Can go to that website now. So don't put that website out there again.
Okay, go to slimbaby.net, slimbaby.net. Check them out. Check out the gallery. It's crazy ridiculous.
It is crazy, ridiculous.
You know, it's just wild, man. So check my man
y'all
out.
Y'all got to go in there and check out the tribute he did to Black History Month. Yo, crazy.
Yeah,
crazy. His graphics, his art, his photography is crazy. So, you know, I definitely I promote a couple of graphic artists, and I know exactly what art and talent is when it comes to this designing and web game, but he has quality work. So go over there and holler at the brother. And if all the shows is recorded, that's a good thing about it. All the Diva Mary shows, K shows is recorded, so you can always go back and listen to get the information to contact all the G's that we talk about on Diva Spot Radio ENT. So that's definitely what's up, bro.
Yeah, that's what's up. I appreciate that, the shout-out and the support.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You got this track. Without further ado, I want to get into this music because you know I'm a hip-hop junkie, right?
That's what I hear. That's what they say, you know?
You know I'm a hip-hop junkie, and you know how you being in the game for so long, you know how people want to see you their videos first. I think that the videos take from the music, so I like to listen to your music first. I still got my Radio Raheem headphones from when I was younger, and I still lay back and listen to the music. If your music can paint a picture for me, I consider it, and that's one of the points of being into hip-hop for me. So, yeah, it's definitely going down.
That's what's up.
So you got this joint called My Hip Hop. You're now tuned in live to Diva Smart Radio ENT. We got Tay Black live in the building, what is the most bangest co-host in the world. We got Slay Stone live in the building with us. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard because this is My Hip Hop.
Shall we get out of West Texas? You fucking with some real MCs? What we doing for hip hop? Hip hop to my death and it's death to a part. Do my part as a man and she'll always have my heart. From the start when she started out, East over beats. Had a way with the words and she made me wanna creep. Big L Wu Tang, but that B.I.G. You tip Nasir and that beat my beat. Made me feel real good and they knew that I was blessed. Mommy seen her for her loving that she took it out west. Tupac, Snoop Dogg, put that love in your life. Your buses was in love in your right. It got to the point I couldn't leave you alone. And God took Pac and that B.I.G. home.
But I see now.
1996, to the South, you came. It was at that point then, I can never be the same. See, we fell in love with you and had to change your name. Cause the suckers I was fucking, you was fucking up the game. Lame shit, I say, there's a few MCs. Salute and respect to the game's OG. Who laid it out for me, how to ride over beat. Every track gets ate by the words that I speak. And I speak just for her. She my hip hop lady. Impregnate the game, hip hop baby. Everything that I do is for you. Hip hop is my love and it's true. Ain't no stopping that. Hell no, ain't no stopping that.
Yeah, pay attention, motherfucker, while I'm letting it go. A testimony to a passion that I feel in my soul. It's called music, and by now I should've wiped that bitch. Cause from all the verse I've written, I'm just nice when I spit. I'm as live as it gets. If I was you, I'd leave me alone. When gospel leaks up out of my dome, they could be rooting wrong. But I remember back before I knew about rap. Before rhymes, freestyles was blowing fire on the wax. I lacked patience and was quick to leave a knot on your dome. But nowadays, I toned it down a bit, I'd rather just flow. All the times I lose my focus and it shows on the path. But rap will always be my whip, so I just sit and relax. Take it up back, chilling till the feeling comes back. Cause I could always have, and probably always will for this. Keep in mind at any given time I'm liable to bust. Cause the Jones that I have for rap is more than a lust.
Yeah. Okay. I see you, Slay Stone. Appreciate the baby. Slangers, more money. Hip hop is the reason that I talk this way. Run DMC, the reason why I walk this way. Hip hop trying to lead, so I'll go ahead and keep sweater. And beg her to stay. I remember good music back in the day. Hip hop is the culture we ain't come to play. I wonder where this fly with groups like Public Enemy and Can't Forget About N.W.A. Just imagine it was Big Pun, Big L, and B.I.G. all on the same stage. Now that would be such a sight to see. In the slaughterhouse shop and y'all couldn't cop a CD. Hip hop is more than just a love to me. It's more like life to me. I feel like we supposed to be. Well, pop music is a friend without a man. Why? Cause she always trying to mess up our plan. You gotta rap about swag to get more spin. Y'all fairy tale rappers over sin. I'm all about the money, but you gotta rap within. It's only so long, patience didn't thin. Look at the difference between now and then. You gotta put yourself a lyrical test. R.I.P. the swag, I'm old school fresh.
See what I said? I'm old school fresh.
It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. I got my co-host Payback live in the building with me. We got Slay Stone live in the building with me, and that was just, you know, my hip hop right there by Slay Stone. And big shout out to Cupcakes Pink on Twitter. If you're not getting a good quality of the music, if you can't hear it well on your phone, you can always go to www.divaspot.com. ent.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. You can listen to me live on the internet. And the good thing about it is the media right there. The show is live right now, so go there right now. So I'm really feeling that track right there by hip hop. Who produced that track?
The producer, I got that beat online. It is Sirius Jones actually dropped that. And that was for my mixtape, so it's not an original track, but it's a Sirius Jones beat, you know.
That's what's up. He went in on that joint. Y'all laced that joint, too.
Who was on that track with you?
I have my boy Hex was second after me, a high school friend of mine that definitely on the pen game, trying to do something in the music game. And then thirdly, I had a cat from Oklahoma named Slanger405 on Twitter. If y'all listening, hit him up. Definitely shout him out. He got some bangers too, man. We just all trying to come together and network.
Oh, yeah. We definitely. Now that you hear the Slate song, now that you hear, I don't know if Tape Black told you, you family now.
Already, we all.
So now you hear you family, so you know we definitely gonna be eating together. This is what we do here, cause in a few we gonna be having Juma Black coming on the show, so we gonna be playing some of his joints. You can stay tuned, and we can network, and we collabo. This is how we get here on Diva Spot Radio.
That's what's up. That's what it's about.
Okay, cool. So you got another joint here. It says, true MCs never die. My question to you is, what is a true MC to you?
Man, a true MC is someone, just like the definition, they control the show when they grab the microphone, all eyes on that person, the storytelling, the whole format, the rap scheme, everything they say at their mouth is captivating, and all attention is on them, and what they're saying just, you know, makes them dominant. They're MC, they're controlling the whole show at that moment. And that's a true MC to me. It's a lot of rappers, but it's few MCs out here. You know, so
And that would be you know, you just made me think about this because I've seen it plenty of time in hip hop writings and hip hop blogs, and you know, that a lot of time we separate the two, because it is a separate the two. Is there a difference for you between rap and hip hop?
Yeah, there is. In a sense, there is a difference. The difference for me is they all kind of fall under the umbrella, I guess, you know, if we wanted to generalize them. But rapping, you can be rapping and not saying nothing, just rhyming, you know, all this extra stuff that's really going on right now, the gimmicks. But, you know, hip hop music is, to me, you know, in my opinion, the East Coast started that, the definition of what hip-hop should be. And that's all that, you know, the storytelling, the metaphors, all that, the versatility. And so to me, if you're not doing the foundation of what I feel hip-hop is and what they have set the precedent for, then you're just another rapper, you know.
Mm-hmm. And one of my feelings is that hip-hop is a culture. It's a lifestyle. Rap is something you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, exactly. That's what I feel. Hip hop is a culture, it's a lifestyle, and you know, rap is something that you do. Like you said, it's a gimmick. Everybody doing it is something you doing. Like, we can all drive our cars, catch buses. You know, we all promoters, we all radio hosts. You know, it's like something common now. And Aviator Hughes is coming on later. Aviator Hughes, we're going to have him on later. But, you know, he is a Cincinnati artist. And what he was saying is, you know, the game is real watered down. It's like, you know, it's a million of me now. So you got to stand out and you got to be unique. Even everything from what you're saying out your mouth to your beats, you know what I'm saying, what you're standing for, and beyond the music. I honestly look behind the music. Do you have any organization? What you doing longevity? Or is you just here to shine for this moment? And knowing the business side of the music as well, and any business that you're doing, anything that you're doing, even if I was – you know, who is that? Roseanne Barr. She's a, she grow pecans. But she knows she making money because she learned the business side first. And how important do you think that is to learn the business side of the music first before you decide to get into the game? So before we get into your track here.
Man, that is key. That's real important. That's, you know, that's a key factor in your decision to me. It should be because you don't want to just go into anything blind, especially the music industry and with technology and everything that's going on. If you really want to be dedicated to it, you know, learn your craft. You know what I'm saying? Study up on it. Educate yourself before you hop into it, because it's more to it. I'm still learning to this day. I've been in 11 years, and I still learn, you know, as each day with new experiences and everything. So that's key, you know what I'm saying? Education and learning your craft and learning the business side of it is key, you know, in that decision.
You definitely right about that. Let's go into this hot track that you got. Is this off the album or is this off the mixtape?
It's on the mixtape, but it's an original production by one of my partners named Beat Boy, Miracle Beat Boy. I think he's on Twitter. He just jumped on there. I tried to get him on there, but he has a PNP website. Just hit me up on Twitter. Everybody listening, you know, I can get you his information. But it is an original production that may come out on the album. Who knows? You know, we're just working and recording and making music.
That's what it is. True MCs never die. Go ahead and introduce this joint for me, Slay Stone.
Right now, you're rocking now with Diva Mary Kay on Diva's Blogspot with Tay Black, your boy Slay Stone. The West Texas Movement is in the building. And don't forget it, true MCs never die. Sound something like this.
Not live, Frontline Friday, Diva Spot ENT, host Diva Mary Kay, co-host Tay Black, Slate Stone in the building. Slate Stone, what's good?
What up, what up, what up?
Yo, that was a nice joint right there, man. Nice joint right there. Again, for the people, who produced that for you?
Miracle Beat Boy, hit him up on the Twitter. And if you are looking for some beats, man, hit me up on Twitter at Slate Stone Music, and I'll get you his information.
Yo, y'all make sure y'all check out Slay Stone. As a matter of fact, he updated his Twitter name, man. I was looking for him today. I typed in the Gus.
Me too.
Man. I started to panic. I started to hyperventilate a little bit, so I had to search him out. But yeah, type in at Slay Stone. Stone Music. It's pretty simple. And also, plug your website real quick, man.
All right, for everybody listening, man, I appreciate y'all for coming out. Make sure if you're behind the computer right now on your phone, SlateStoneMusic.com. Once again, that's SlateStoneMusic.com. Networking. It's a full movement. Check the affiliated website. Contact your boy. Everything is right there, man. That's my home.
That's what's good. Matter of fact, me and Slate Stone, we're going to chop it up on my Tay's Corner tonight, man. I got a real real important topic, man. And it's actually like on some 6 degrees of separation type stuff, man, because it's really all about networking, man, because just real briefly, if I didn't meet Slate Stone, I wouldn't be on the air tonight, but I'm not even going to get into it yet. Diva Mary, can we turn it back to you real quick?
Oh, no problem. No problem. Now, Slate Stone, being that you're a triple threat, you know, you produce, you write, and you perform, can we look forward to maybe Slate Stone films coming soon, or is that something that you thought about getting into?
Yeah, actually, I go to school for that full time right now for video production. The last two videos, real quick, on my website, I got IMSS and City on Fire. I actually produced those videos myself, was working angles and, you know, calling out shots and whatnot to the camera guys. But I'm actually into that. So follow Scotch Great Vids on Twitter. That's us. That's me. That's my unit. Scotch Great with a SKRAPVIDS.
Cool. Now, the last question that I have for you before we get into this third joint that we got, Death of the Swag, with two more questions. You might have asked you two more questions, Slate Stone.
No, that's good.
Now, this funny, I was on my way to the LQ today, and I said, you know what, I'm going to ask Slate Stone this when we get on the show. Now, do you think Moscato is a woman's drink, or could it be unisex?
Go ahead. When you done?
Nah,
me personally, because I do drink it. They have some different versions of it, but Moscato actually, I believe, is a unisex drink. Now they have some blushes and some, you know, girly ones. You know, if you want to call them that, you know, I'd stray away from those. Like Nuvo to me is a girl drink, but you know, T-Pain and a lot of these gangster rappers, I guess, be pouring up their Nuvo on their cereal, so, you know, I don't know. But Moscato, I think, is a unisex drink.
Yeah, I think it's Tay Black. What about you? Do you think it's a unisex drink, or do you think it's a woman's drink? It's the brand, like Slate Stone just said, it's the brand. I rock with Bare Feet. Bare Feet is good for me, or Barefoot is good for me. So, you know, Tay, do you think that it's drink? And 503, I see you. I'm about to get to you.
You know what? I got something special I'm going to do for this response. I have my resident bartender / mistress of the mix. I have Journey the Poet with me. I'm going to let her respond to that. Journey the Poet, what do you think about Moscato?
Moscato is most definitely, I believe, a woman's drink. As a bartender and just as a lady, it's just certain drinks that men drink, you know, more frequently, and there's certain drinks that women tend to drink more frequently. It's certain things that when a man orders a certain drink, if you have to kind of give him a look like, baby, you really want that? And that just happens to be, as a woman, sometimes Moscato is too sweet. Depending on the brand and the label, some are sweeter, some are drier, some are sparkling. But all in all, it's a sweet wine. And, I mean, a man sipping on it looks kind of sweet, if you ask me.
Hold on. Let me say something real quick. I respect your opinion. She a bartender. I respect that. Now, when I'm out and at the clubs and in the bars, you can reference my music. Cranberry and Hennessy is my drink, or gin and tonic, or Ciroc and lemonade. But I do, you know what I'm saying, I do drink Moscato when we have a lot of bottles. We get a case, and it's a Lucio Moscato. And I had a guy in the military turn me onto that before all of it blew up into this music game. But it's kind of crazy. But I respect her opinion, you know, that's cool. But when I'm at a bar or something, it's Cranberry, Hennessy, Ciroc and lemonade, or gin and tonic.
Yeah, and I'm not knocking that. I mean, I'm just going to put it out there for the listeners. Tay Black will sip on some Moscato at the crib when he's home with me. So I will say that.
I love it. Hey.
So, I mean, drink is a good drink. A good tasting drink is a good tasting drink. Mm-hmm. I mean, men that like strawberry daiquiris with extra whipped cream, and the whipped cream is in their mustache and in their goatees and stuff. It's just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's not attractive. That's not attractive. not at all. That's not attractive. But, yeah, we definitely thank you for your opinion on that, Queen. And I definitely want to ask you, Slay Stone, about the Death of the Swag. What is Death of the Swag?
Death of Swag came about right after DOA came out. And it came out around that time because it seemed like everybody was swagging in their song, which they still are. It's just just over the top with it. Everybody was swag this, swag that, swag surfing. Soulja Boy was doing his swag stuff, and everybody jumped on it. And I was just like, man, kill that already. Like, before it even blew, like, to me, I was like, kill that. So, you know, DOA was out. I had a guy that was acting like a manager at the time. Was like, man, do a DOS. We'll throw it online. Twitter. I was new to Twitter, and I did it real quick. I had the sample idea. Me and the producer made the track, and we threw it online. It had 1,000 downloads in 24 hours.
No, that's hot.
But that's how it
came
about, you know.
That's what's
all right, so that's definitely what it is. We're going to get into this joint right here. Go ahead and introduce this cut for us.
Death of Swag right now. Turn it up in your phones, on your computer, on your laptop. Rocking with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black, your boy Slay Stone. This is the Death of Swag.
Approach me unarmed, get it? He changed the universe. Killed his swag, his say turning on and surfing on. But now it's over, this kahuna verse. Something bigger. I remember Jigga Wayne and Kanye West. Took it to the DOP with T.I.P. The song was fresh. What the hell is going on? No originality. Flawless victory on this lyrical fatality. Y'all know the name, Slate Stone, who I be. Leah Swag, D.O.A. Like I'm down with no ID, huh? This here is critical, cause hip hop's in a dire state. Young spit and doogie, I'll watch how I operate. Yes, I will. Hancock Smith with this verbal weapon. That's the lesson. Learn a lesson when my class is session. Easy say recession. Jigga call it depression. It's all of the above. It's my psychiatric regression. But those connections needed, yeah. out the DOA, I had to do the death of swag. Put it in the body bag, bleed it like a maxi bag. DOA's my motivation, now let's all initiate a movement for the lanes to die and real and peace can elevate. God's grace, the pinnacle, with over on that mobile status. The thing that you can have it, the game, no, you can't have it. My thought capacity's Professor X, no animation. I feel these lanes should fill my church and be my congregation. I'm just a southern boy with lyricism, real and see. One of the ones to change the fact on what they make the sound to be or not to be. Don't give a damn. Shake it with a pin and bat. Put your eyes and ears on me like TV's in my dreams today. Cocaine, Kurt Cobain, blow to that bad. Body bag, going back. Guess it's just the death of swag.
Big shout out to Diva Mary Kay. Big shout out to my boy Tay Black holding it down.
Shout out to Phenomenal Entertainment. Make sure you hit the affiliated websites on my website. Shout out to all the listeners and all the true supporters of hip hop. We're going to stay 1,000. We're going to take the game back. And that's what it is. It's always tune in right here, DivaMaryKBlogspot.com.
Hey, matter of fact, hey, Slate, plug on Phenomenal Radio one more time, man. Matter of fact, if you could, tell them about that, man. Something about Phenomenal Radio.
All right, real quick, Phenomenal Radio. Hit us up, phenomradio.com. That's phenomradio.com. We're doing that every Saturday. Right now, soon to go 24-hour stream. We show love to all the independent artists across the globe. We have global numbers, global listeners, and the movement is there. You know, what we're about and what we're doing. So hit up phenomradio.com. Check us out. If you're listening, get us your music. All the information is there. We want to show love to the indie artists. Nobody's doing it like that. You know what I'm saying? At that magnitude. And so we all need to come together. And that's what we're doing now. Tay Black, Diva Mary Kay, Phenomenal Radio, Slate Stone, and all the people that support that movement. We're all doing it together to take it to the world. So hit it up, phenomradio.com.
Yo, y'all make sure y'all hit that up because that's one of the tickets here. We just dropped a jewel. If you're looking to get exposure, if you're looking to get yourself out there, like, this is a big event. So there it is. We got the boss live in the building. You know what I'm saying? We say you around your diva spot. Look, we'll give you the sample, but the meal you got to pay for. You got to come and get your food if you want it. So it's put out there, man. We're going to open up the hotlines because we got a caller live in the building. Let's go ahead and open up the hotlines. 848-250, you're now live on Diva Star Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yo, this guy, and I'm calling from Jersey. I got a tweet from Tay Black, you know, saying to call in and represent the show. And it just so happens that I'm a station manager for another independent online radio station. So I really like the fact that, like, we in roots with, like, the underground artists and things like that, so I like to support shows other than my own. So I just wanted to call in and just say what's up and, you know, just tell y'all to keep doing y'all thing. And if y'all want to ever do any, like, cross-promotion or anything like that, let's exchange information, you know, and do whatever.
You already know, Scott, it is what it is. Yo, we having a networking party tonight, man. We getting more boss calling in. The hotlines is lighting up, and we got another artist coming on board. So the good thing is we got artists here that's showcasing their music, and we got promoters. We got people that's rocking and supporting indie artists and networking tonight. So you make sure you stay on the line with us, because without further ado, we about to bring in another hot artist, and we about to get into his music. Let's give a round of applause to Juma Black, y'all, man.
Yo,
Juma Black, welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show. Holla at us.
What's going down? What's happening? What's cracking, peoples?
We definitely getting it in. It's Frontline Fridays. We got Tay Black live in the building with us.
Yes, yes. Yo, I want to give a shout out to Slate Stone, too, man. You know what I'm saying? You're ridiculously hot, bro. You know what I'm saying? I dig everything that you're doing, the whole independent grind. That's all what I'm about over here on the West Coast myself. I'm going to make sure that we hook up, you know what I'm saying, to follow you on Twitter and everything, my guy.
For sure, for sure.
Most definitely. So now that we didn't went all the way on the other, we're kind of like all the way on the other side of the world. Now, where you from? Tell us where you from, Juma Black.
Yeah. Portland, 503 Portland, Oregon, baby, you know what I'm saying, representing all day long.
That's what's up. So you got some tracks that we're going to play tonight. One of them's called Another Level. The other one is Money on My Mind. And the last one is Hood Chick. So right now, my first question is to you is, how did you get your start in the game?
Honestly, my guy, Speedy Guns. You know what I'm saying? We grew up together playing basketball and whatnot, and then I went off to college. He went off to college, and I'm all the way on the West Coast, and he was down south, and he was doing his music thing, and I heard his music. And it inspired me, and I was just like, honestly, I'm not really feeling hoop no more like that, so I'm going to transfer all my passion from basketball into music.
Well, that's what's up. So how long you been in the game now?
7 years.
7 years. That's
definitely what's up. I'm still a rookie.
I know, that's right. So are you signed or are you looking to sign? And if you are looking to sign, who would you in particular would like to sign with?
Honestly, I'm really on my independent thing. I just really as far as being signed in the whole independent deal is distribution. So I really haven't looked into that, honestly.
So don't worry about it. We already got bosses on the line that can definitely. We got Sky Live in the building with us, and we networking. We got people. We got Slay Stone. We got Tate Black. We got Future Guru 100 live. He's coming in with us as well, and that can get you where you're trying to go. It's all about networking around here, and you definitely got some nice cuts. Tell us about this track, Another Level.
Man, Another Level was actually a joint just to show that's like. Rap today isn't always just about being in the club and shaking something like that, but you can really water it down and still be in the club and do your thing. It's a feel between like old school and new school, but you really just gotta listen to it for itself. It speaks for itself, really.
Okay, so we gonna get into it right now. You got this track called Another Level. Go ahead and introduce it for us.
Yo, what up? I'm rocking with Diva Mary Kay. This is Juma Black. Gonna take you to another level. Holla.
loves, ladies. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary K. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I got Tay Black live in the building with me. It's Frontline Fridays, and right now we chopping it up with Juma Black, straight out of Portland, Oregon, man. We getting it in. Just listen to that track called Another Level. Fellas, ladies, that's kind of like highway music. Like, you can bump to that. Like, everybody's just how it was back in the day when Snoop Dogg had that video when he had the house party at his house. What song was that?
Gin and Juice.
Sipping on gin and juice, so everybody's having a house party, but didn't nothing break out, and the only thing that broke out was because his parents came home, not because somebody came in and, you know, blasted up the crib or whatever the case may be. Nothing popped out. Like, that's an official house party music. Say, what you think about that joint right there?
Yeah, I like that joint, man. I think it got a nice flow.
Thank you, bro.
That's
what's looking up.
We got Slay Stone live on the line. Slay, give us your feedback on that joint right there.
Yeah, the track is nice. I like the vibe of the track. But what I'm going to do right now, I'm on this phone. What I want to do is definitely hit me up on Twitter, bro, because I want to get that in rotation. I want to listen to that fully, man, so I can rock out, man. But just from what I hear on the phone, man, it's good, man. It's good. The flow is good. Like they said, it's some rider music. I definitely want to get deep into that message, though. So get that to me, man. Good track.
Good looking out.
For sure. Who produced that joint? How did it come about, Juma Black?
Actually, that was the world famous DJ Chill and myself. We was just sitting in the studio and just playing with the beat, you know what I'm saying, and just got the vibing with it. And from there, everything just blossomed.
Oh, that's definitely what's up. I'm definitely feeling that highway music. The highway music, you just get in your car one day and say, you know what, I just want to drive. And then when you get lost, you turn your GPS on like a G and turn back around and go wherever the hell you want to go. I like doing stuff like that, just riding up to the mountains, riding somewhere and getting lost because I can now. I ain't got to worry about, you know, because I ain't got to worry about nothing. I'm good, baby. I'm riding in my CPS caddy. Play with me. The next question I got for you, Juma Black, is what type of, well, we went through the whole style, you know, what motivates you when you go into the booth, and even with your style, what do you feel your style brings to the game?
My style brings a lot of uniqueness to the game. It's like, it's a mixture, like I said, like of rap, of soul, of, well, it's just everything, you know what I'm saying? Because I like all music, so it doesn't really matter what genre. That's what I've soaked up in my lifetime, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm going to spill out, regurgitate at the end of the day. And it getting in the studio, it's like I said, I used to play ball, so every shot, you know what I'm saying, it's like I just got to keep going. I got to keep going. I got to get better. I got to get better. I got to get better. So every time I go into the studio, I'm trying to leave the studio knowing that I got better than I did the last time.
Okay, so where are the hot spots, you know, in Portland? Where are the hot spots, or, you know, where are the hot spots to perform in Portland?
The hot spots in Portland? Street, you got right now the Gossip, you have the TNA Center, you have Crystal Ballroom, it's a bunch of them.
That's what's up. So let's get into this other joint that you got here. Hood Chick. Tell us about Hood Chick.
Hood Chick, man, that's basically myself, Zito, and my guy Wallace. We was all
shout
sitting around.
Shout out to Zito.
Yeah, shout out to Zito. We sitting around just listening to the beat, you know what I'm saying, and the song or whatever. And it's like, everybody wants a hood chick, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to experience their hood chick, because in rap, that's all you really see is the hood chick or the top model, you know what I'm saying? So it's one of the two.
All right, let's get into this joint right here. Go ahead and introduce Hood Chick for us.
Yo, what up? You rocking with Diva Mary K. It's Juma Black. We finna get into that hood chick. Holla.
Hey. understand. She know I got a girl, I know she got a man, but she my biggest fan, someone that I could call. She get her own money, popping tags in the mall. She gotta be a freak if she wanna fuck with me. I need a thick red bone that a buck 50. She like to chill, sit back and smoke blunts with me. She'll never say it out loud, but she in love with me. I dig a style from her head with tattoos, plus she mad cool with a sexy attitude. I need a bad bitch that don't knock a bad bitch. I'm so greedy, you would think I never had shit. And if they pat down, she gon' stick the burner in. I need a go-getter that'll earn a win. She hit the stage and come back with a rap. What you lame dudes know about that, huh? I'm talking about a hood chick.
At the Dollar Tree, but go shopping for clothes and sacks of Macy's.
Okay.
And don't let her catch me with my old girl. She jump bad like, who the fuck is old girl? That's just every now and then a little drama. The lip gloss be popping on my little mama. Hair did, nails tight, toes just alike. New fit right now with a girl tonight. In the VIP, sipping on that Hugo. She hit the bathroom to hit some of that,
you know.
Skinny, mini, boozy, loosey. I need a ghetto chick with a fat ghetto booty. To match them sexy legs. She act hard but sweeter than the grandma lemonade.
I wanna sleep with them all, sleep with them all, freak with them all, buying gifts. And when we ride down the streets, they can roll the split, or even hit the fifth. Hennessy or E&J, it doesn't matter to me, it doesn't have to be dark alcohol, as long as they out the ball. Talk a trick out his clothes and leaving them in his drawers. A centerfold body, mommy be off the Richter scale. Dreams coming true from pennies through in the wishing well. I be her rude boy, she be my little chick. Our relationship, what you imagine you could get. She the collegiate type, yeah, I like that. Throw it back at me, screaming out daddy, calling my name. It's the wild, wild west. I'm riding off in the horizon on a horse with my dame, my little hood chick.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Frontline Fridays. We got Juma Black live in the building with us. That was just Juma Black with Hood Chick right there. Tell us about that. Who produced that Hood Chick?
That was actually Braystar, man. That was Marcus on the hook.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely like the hook. He got his two vocals together. My question with a hood chick, you was like, you the type of girl I could be mobbing through the hood with. How long we got to stay in the hood, Juma? That's what I want to know. I got to ask this question because I got a few questions. I listened to this, and I'm going to tell you what I like about this song. I like the beat. I like the production of it. I like the delivery and the flow. I may not agree with some of the things that you say in there. That's why I have to ask the question. But for the hood chick, is this hood chick is the one that's always going to be in the hood? Or is this the chick that you know, you growing out of the hood with, and you can mob through it with it through the hood with her anytime. Like, she just gangster like that.
It's a mixture of both. I mean, because you could take her out the hood, but the hood's going to always be in her. You know what I mean?
So she's always going to be, so basically she always going to be the side girl, because if she see you with your old girl, she going to be like, who the fuck is old girl?
I mean, hey, it's like that sometimes, you know?
I can dig that drink right there. Take back, holla at us. You got another chick, take back?
I'm single. I'm single. It's all outdoors right now, man. I'm just focused on my career.
That's what's up. Hey, man, shout out to any of the ladies, whether you a hood chick or not. Shout out to Juma Black, man, because he got a nice little joint for y'all, man. You know what I mean? I know exactly where you're coming from. You know what I mean? Like, there's different demographics and there's different sectors of people, and then particularly like females. Like, you know, some chicks swear by that. I'm a chick. You know, I'm from the hood, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So, I mean, in that regard, like, I definitely feel them. I done had my, you know, fair share, you know, joints. I call them my ghetto Care Bear candies, you know what I'm saying? Like, they be having
right
good connections. That's a chick.
Did you say ghetto Care Bear candies? You actually
ghetto
made
Care
that
Bear
sound
candies.
Sexy, too. Ghetto
you know,
Care Bear candies. Ooh.
I had a song I did. It was called Love Letters. Well, I was talking about all the chicks I messed with, and the joint was like, my ghetto Care Bear candy is sour and sweet. Mean to most, her man love him head to feet. My main thing, give us space, never spare the beat. Big comma, she meet connected, leave you dead in the streets. So, like, basically, I was talking about them chicks that, like, they be well connected and well versed in the urban arena or environment. You know, they know that. You know what I mean? So, like, those are the type of, like, you ain't dating them no more, but you cool with them. Then the type of chicks you hit up and be like, yo, you know, boom, quish it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody calling out on me, yo. Please handle that. Saying, come through, you know what I mean? Take the earrings off, all that. You know what I mean? Razor blades in the mouth, little blades. I mean, I need all that.
Boom, quish it. And Tijuana. Don't forget Tijuana. She got a whole group. Tijuana, you know. Hey, it is what it is. The second thing I want to say to you is bad bitch. Now, bad bitch to me only says use a basic bitch. And the only reason why I say bad bitch is saying that you a basic bitch because everybody is a bad bitch nowadays. And that only makes things basic. And then even with the word being saying bitch, we queens. It's time for us to start taking that throne and start acting like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, for so long, our ancestors fought for us not to be looked at as bitches and hoes and acting crazy. Even with chicks that kill me, I guess me, Diva Mary Kay is bitten. It's Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Diva Mary Kay is going to fucking, it ain't against Juma Black, but it's the chicks that started it, so that's why y'all doing it.
Yeah.
But here we go.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a little song, and I wrote about it here, and here you go. So, for so long have we been, our ancestors fought for us to have respect and dignity, for us to get, you know, looked at as females. We start acting crazy and start calling ourselves bitches. And then on that, ain't nothing, I don't have nothing against the girls that model and that got, you know, birthday cake and cornbread to show. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But now, the Black, Latino, and Spanish women are known for the whores of America. And it's that. And it's sad, but if you, the modeling doing your thing, but calling yourself a bitch, do not call yourself a bitch that says basic. Don't let your girlfriend call you a bitch that says basic. And don't let nobody else call you a bitch that's just disrespect. So if you want to be a bad something, I'm a queen. Don't that sound so good?
Give me a round of applause for that.
Yeah, we got to get this. Round of applause. I'm a damn queen. That's right.
Yeah.
Shout out to our queens and shout out to them bad bitches
all over the world. All over the world.
we having fun. Let's get into this next joint. We got another joint, but Juma Black definitely got his money on his mind. He already got his hood chick. He took it to another level. Got a hood chick. Now he got his money on his mind. This man is focused. He ready to make it happen. Tell us about Money on My Mind, man.
Man, Money on My Mind, that's basically just a grind. You know what I'm saying? Like, you keep grinding, everything's going to pay off. Everything's going to pay off. It's not about out there hustling, selling dope, none of that. You know what I'm saying? It's just about me on my grind, just staying focused and getting this cake and pursuing my career, my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
The money is going to be there. It's always going to be on my mind, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day. Got to get it.
Let's go ahead and get into this joint. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. And a big shout-out to everybody listening live in the chat room. Call us up or either put your shout-outs in the chat room. We definitely going to hold you down. Again, we about to get into Juma Black. We got our money on our mind, man.
Juma Black.
100.
Well, I had to run that back. She sounded good.
Juma Black.
100, 200, 300. I'm getting a headache from counting all this money, man. Golly.
I'll be talking like money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mental. Money on my mental. Money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mental. Money on my mental. I got my swagger right. I'm a beast on the track, so when I eat it, I'm feeding my appetite. My actions actually say that I'm authentic. I play the game very well, man. I smell money from a mile away. I can get it from a square job on my grind in the alleyway. It's nothing personal. Gotta beat you to the punch. 100% offense, like a game of crunch. I make a toast to $100 bill. Dirt, how to get on, mommy? Tell me how it feel. It's a union, benefits included. Gone is diluted. Let me tell you how I do it. I be talking like money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mental. Money on my mental. Money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mental. Money on my mental. Money on my mind, so my mind, so my money. Getting money for my time, so my grind's nothing funny. Haters can't take nothing from me. Stand on my own to another man, never had to front me. Shorty see the dollar bills, yeah, she know the kid is real. Something about my voice make a moist, crazy sex appeal. Pillow conversations lead to digging in the pockets. Hereditary jeans, man, that's my only option. If I see it and I want it, then I'm gonna cop it. Rock it for a few days, sling it for a profit. Halo on my head, wings on my back. Open up the safe, G's by the stack. Money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mental. Money on my mental. Money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mental. Money on my mental. Money on my mind, yeah, the money's on my mental. Get it every month like a woman on her menstrual. Keep a tight circle, everybody be my kinfolk. Sign the dotted line, seal the deal with my pen stroke. You ain't talking money, then I take it as an insult. Cut the conversation, you ain't getting no more info. Leaving with a dime piece, skinny as a pencil. Lady in the streets, but in the sheets, she a nympho. Check my credentials, I don't never chase the cat. Place it in the face, drop it off in her dental. Doing what I do every day, that's my prerogative. Money coming, money going, but you know my model is money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on my mind, money on my mental. Money on mental, money on my mental.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk She-Ra, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay.
Girl, man, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Frontline Fridays, and we chopping it up with Juma Black. We got Tay Black live in the building with us. We definitely going in. We just got into that joint by Juma Black called Money on My Mind. I'm definitely feeling that joint right there. I like the music. I like the lyrics. I like the delivery. I actually like how you got real aggressive with it. You made me feel that you got your money on your mind. You made me feel that, like, yeah. Like I'm getting up in the morning, you know what I'm saying? I got all my speakers around my house. I just put that CD in, press that button. You like, you know what? Gangsta grilling with my towel on. Like, yeah, I got my money on my. I ain't brushed my teeth yet, but I got my money on my damn mind.
Hell yeah,
that's what's up. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that. My fault, Dave. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, I like that aggressive undertone as well, because, like, subconsciously, you know what I mean, when you think about getting money, it should be aggressive, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It should be something that's focused, that's driven. So, you're talking about getting money, yo, you got to have that aggressive, and I think that's what's up, man. Shout out to
good looking out, bro. Right on.
Yeah.
Yo, we got a G live in the building with us, and we definitely going to get his feedback on what he think about Money on My Mind. We got Future Beauty 100, Mr. Brand Management, Mr. True Value, Mr. The Boss on Twitter live in the damn building with us. Ooh, holla at us.
Hello.
Hold on. I know we got Guru here. This line is open. We got to get him. We definitely got to get him.
We got to You got your Twitter shout-out, Diva Mary Kay?
Oh, definitely got my Twitter shout-out. Yeah.
Good. I might run through a couple while you get Google on the line. Just let me know when y'all ready.
Oh, go ahead, because we definitely give Twitter love, man. Twitter is crazy. Like, the people that follow me and network with me every day is ridiculous. So you go ahead and get your Twitter shout-outs, and I'm going to give my Twitter shout-outs, and we're going to try to get Guru live in the building with us. And we got Y.B is here, so we're going to pull him in the line. Go ahead, Tay, give your shout-outs, man, because we love our Twitter family.
Well, first, let me go ahead and shout out Y-Dot. You know what I mean? I talked to my engineer. This is a personal shout out. I talked to my engineer. We're going to get that 16 to you. And probably, hopefully, tonight, I can email you these two instrumentals, man. I wanted to send them to you with the beats, with the hooks already up there. But I'm going to just shoot you the instrumentals, man, and I'll shoot you a little description. So shout out to Y-Dot. Shout out to Ashley Marie 3. And keep in mind, these are all Twitter names. So Ashley Marie 3. Shout out to DT Dream Team. Shout out to Vanilla Thighs, DJ Tommy Guns, Prada Swag, Honey DHE. She's from Omaha, Nebraska. Shout out to the Real Slim Baby, Official Poker, Eddie, FTW, Twinkle Stars. Shout out to Sir Smooth a lot. He got a joint April the 9th. And you can check out his mixtape, Philly Chili Mixtape 2.5 on Dat Piff, Kristen Denisha, Mike underscore Booth, Mr. Ifney, and shout out to Sexy Reds. Those are all my people that retweeted the show, wanted to give their shout out. So shout out to them, man. Live.
Most definitely. We appreciate the support, man. We got love for all of y'all. We definitely want to network and link up with y'all, and y'all come on the show as well. Anything that y'all got rocking, know that y'all got a spot on Diva Spot ENT. We networking, we're here, and we definitely got PayPal to work the situation out. I definitely want to give a shout out to my Twitter fam. I am Big Seven. I want to give a shout out to Mr. Spot One. Definitely want to give a shout out to Chevy Boss Rider, Low Pro Feed the Wolves. Definitely want to give a shout out to Sixth Floor Feed the Wolves. Big shout out to all my Feed the Wolves family, Money Mo, Five Alive, Bacon Smurf, Southpaw the Dawn. Yo, big shout out to Little Rebel 2011. Big shout out to One of Screaming. Big shout out to the Guitar Nerds. Yo, big shout out to Guitar Nerds, yo. Word up. Who else we got here? Big shout out to Lil Maya. Big shout out to ML Millionaire Mentors. Big shout out to I was just looking at the company the other day. It's a great company. I'm gonna get your name in a little bit. Big shout out to Mr. Infirmity. Big shout out to Local Thug, aka Dazzle. Wow, it's a lot of y'all. We definitely gonna come back and give y'all even more shout-outs, but we appreciate y'all here on Diva Spot ENT. That's why we make sure we give our shout-outs and put you on the map, man. Juma Black, what's going on, man?
Man, just chilling. Like a villain.
Most definitely. The joints that we just played, it came off your album Strictly From My City, right?
Yep, Strictly From My City.
Yeah,
drops March 25th, actually, right around the corner next week. It's on iTunes with CD Baby.
Where is it?
It's on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, and that's Juma Black, B-L-A-Q, B-L-A-Q, Juma, J-U-M-A, Black, B-L-A-Q.
All right, so where else can they go to get this music? Your Reverb Nation, your Dat Piff?
Yeah. Reverb Nation, Dat Piff, JumaBlock.com, Mouthville. That's what's up.
All right, that's most definitely. So you got an upcoming event. It's an event that's going on in Tacoma tomorrow, Tacoma, Washington. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. That's at the Groove tomorrow night, 9 p.m. in Tacoma, Washington.
Right, most definitely. Well, Juma, we thank you for coming through. Now that you came through Diva Spot ENT, you are now family. We definitely looking to build long term relationships. Ain't no one night stands over here. We want to hit it forever.
That's what I'm gonna tell you. No one night stands.
No one night stands. We want to hit it forever. We would have always hit it forever. Right?
Oh hell yeah.
You got some shout-outs because we about to get Aviator Hughes live in the building with us, man.
Yo, shout-out to Diva Mary Kay. Shout-out to Zito the Boss. Shout-out to my guy Rob Young, Seven, Wallace the Union, Inner City Shine, Portland, Oregon. Holla.
Most definitely. Yo, you're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I want to play y'all this joint by Lega. Big shout-out to Lega, man. Lega got this joint called Success, and I know y'all definitely going to be feeling it. It's Frontline Fridays, and Lega know he get love here. For shout out to all the indie artists, man. And I love seeing independent labels, independent people doing their thing, because what people fail to realize is people saying it's a recession and they saying it ain't no jobs. What I think is it's not enough business owners. So if we keep our focus on our business and build it to the height where they got these corporations now, we can develop jobs for our neighborhoods, our family, our peoples. So let's start thinking longevity, man. Let's start thinking about success. Let's get into this right now. We got this latest joint called Success. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. Aviator Hughes is coming, man.
Yesterday, money and we should get some money. Gotta get this money today. Gotta get this money today.
All I did since yesterday was make money and we should get this paper. Gotta get this money today. Life's a slim hole, so we hustle way day and night, cause the piss smoke. Rich folks down, graders, get niggas around, haters, round gators, who we top. That just sounds major, shorty like, who he hot. Ain't bout paper, come from a booty block. And they routes major, still in the midst of the struggle, so addicted to hustle. Gotta get the scuffle in order for my car to shuffle. Trying to skip the troubles, waiting for my chips to bubble. Burn on the tits and muzzle, just in case a nigga fumble. So focused, I'm on my shit. Full throttle, headed to the places I should've been. And all the things that I should've, could've, and would've did. I'm on my way to doing it, so don't ruin it. All I did since yesterday was make money and wait to get this paper. Gotta get this money today. Gotta get this money today. All I did since yesterday was make money and wait to get this paper. Gotta get this money today. Gotta get this money today.
I gotta get this money.
So much to get made. Sharper than switchblades. No sleep for 6 days. And talk gangster, knowing it's shit made. Long as the rent's paid and God's my sensei. Giddy to the end of time, hoping I'm next in line to express my rhymes. Money always kept in mind. Still I never slept a dime. Forever rep for mine. So invincible, I'm Joe Clark the principal. He's high, but I went to Kennedy. I got your remedy, a lifetime of energy. For all my enemies are soon to be frenemies.
All I did since yesterday was make money and wait to get this paper. Gotta get this money today. Gotta get this money today. All I did since yesterday was make money and wait to get this paper. Gotta get this money today. Gotta get this money today.
That basically since the young and money always been the motto. Never really played the lotto. That's just not what I follow. I'm into reality. This dream's all he comes through. And the people that promise you should call he come through. So you gotta get up and get out and get it for yourself. Cause ain't nothing gonna be handed to you, not even no help. Not these days that we live in, so much is forbidden. So you gotta go extra just so they respect ya.
All I did since yesterday was make money and wait to get this paper. Gotta get this money today. Gotta get this money today. All I did since yesterday was make money and wait to get this paper. Gotta get this money.
All I did since yesterday is make money and wait to get this paper. I gotta get this money today. I gotta get this money today. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, man. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. We got Tay Black live in the building with us, holding us down. It's Frontline Fridays where all the new music live, all the hot new music, all the hot indie artists live. We definitely got beats, producers, networking, artists. We got triple threats. We got quadruple threats live on the show, man. This is how we going down. And we got Tay Black's Corner. Man, without further ado, we got Aviator Hughes live in the building with us. And I know a lot of this is about to light up because Aviator Hughes always bring all the ladies. So we got the boss live in the building with us, Aviator Hughes. How are you, man?
Yes,
Your name make me want to say, Aviators! What's going on, Mr. Hughes? Hi, guys. Welcome to Diva Spot ENT. Tay Black is live in the building with us.
Well, first of all, I definitely want to say thank you for, you know what I'm saying, having me on your show and all that. You know, really going to enjoy this experience. And, you know, hopefully tonight, you know, you guys can get to know me better. Shout out to everybody, you know, across the, really across America that's listening to this radio session right now, because you guys are really doing it big. So I definitely want to shout you guys out on that.
And we definitely appreciate that. Definitely appreciate that. So I'm feeling the whole situation. Well, first of all, tell everybody where you're from, man. Tell them where you're from, man.
Hold on. We got to get dramatic. All right. I'm from Ohio, people. You know, definitely repping Cincinnati and also Columbus, you know, from Columbus, born and raised, doing my thing in Cincinnati. So Ohio, please stand up. You know, so that's where I'm repping right now.
Ohio, please stand up. That's right. You got to testify up in here. We got to do a testify for Ohio, man, because Ohio definitely got some talent up there. You accuse me of it. Oh, don't hurt him, Steven. Don't hurt him.
I thought about the Carolinas. I'm like, oh, she playing the beat.
I can arrange that. Just give me a little bit on the break. I'll see if I can get that instrumental up. And I'm definitely up for freestyles. I'm a hip-hop junkie. And not to mention that I got Slay Stone and Juma Black live in the building.
Oh, yeah. All reasons on mine right now. You know, it's definitely on the station, man. And shout out to them. Like, I'm definitely listening to music. You know, definitely, guys, hit me up on Twitter, you know, Aviator Hughes, you know, A-V-A-T-O-R Hughes. Definitely about to work with you guys, man. You guys definitely got some good stuff, man, for real.
Appreciate it, brother.
Good looking out, my guy. Good looking out. I'm looking you up right now.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. Now, Mr. Hughes tells me, what motivates your music?
Really, you know, just really, like experiences like in my life, you know, like on the first project I put out, which was the Shut Up and Listen flight tape, we dropped that last February 2nd. Really, it was really like a personal, you know, project. I put like a lot of personal pieces on there about what I was going through at the time and everything. And really just the motivation to really follow my dreams and really succeed with that, you know, because a lot of us, I feel, out here in America right now, you know, everything has really been like, you know, traditional of, you know, going to school, graduating, you know, getting a good degree, getting a good job. But, like, a lot of stuff hasn't been happening for everybody, you know. I mean, because the economy's been, you know, on the down in a sense. I mean, I know, like, a lot of people that I know personally that have graduated from college and are still trying to find that job, you know. But, I mean, me, music has been a part of my life since, like, day one. So, you know, for me to go out here and really pursue my dreams and, you know, perform and have people just come up to me and be like, yo, I love your music, you know, keep doing your thing. That is what really motivates me, though.
I think that would, you know, any artist getting the appreciation from the fans and from the public. And, you know, I think, you know, Tay can definitely, even from Tay to Juma Black to Slay Stone, can tell you. You know, my first question, you know, that just did a ripple effect for me. And because y'all are artists, Tay, how did it feel the first time somebody came up to you, or even now, somebody hits you and say, yo, I'm feeling your music?
Man, it's like always a good feeling, man. It's like Christmas morning, honestly. Like when you wake up when you were a kid and you got all these, it's like a gift. It really is a blessing to have somebody be like, yo, I'm feeling that joint, and be genuine, male or female. Like any person that says, I like your music, like you're doing something right, man. You got something going on. You got sound, you got a vision, people, man, and when people like it, they like it, and you should feel good about that. You should feel blessed about that, too.
And that's what's up. Slay Stone, what about you? How did you feel, or how do you feel now when people come up to you and say, yo, male or male or female, like, look, I'm feeling your music, guys?
I just, it makes me feel good, like Tay said, it just reassures me that I'm on the right track. So it just helps fuel my drive and my motivation to keep doing what I'm doing and get better and keep pushing.
That's definitely what's up. Juma, what about you?
Man, I mean, all I can do is just piggyback and reiterate what they just said, Tay. And Slay, you got to, it's
it's a great feeling, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, yes, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do by helping somebody else out, because when you put your all into it, you know what I'm saying, and somebody hears that, it's motivation for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely what's up. I have listened to some songs that they put their all into it, and it motivates me, even down to working out. We got the hotlines lighting up, man. Let's go ahead and open up the hotlines to 213-290. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. Co-host Tay Black is Frontline Fridays. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's good? My name's Poca. I'm calling in to shout out my boy Tay Black. What's going on?
Poca.
What's going
on, Poca Queen?
Welcome to the show, man. We definitely appreciate you here. Got to definitely give a round of applause when the Queens is coming live in the building, man. Yeah, that's a big round of applause right there, too.
Mm-hmm.
This is all red carpet here, baby. You at Diva Spot. We gonna make sure you come back.
That's what's up, man. I'm gonna be honest. I really, you know what I'm saying, I kind of caught ins and outs of what's going on. I heard y'all talking about Moscato earlier. I don't know what's going on. Hey, old girl, she was clowning.
Yeah, you definitely right about that. We were talking about the Moscato earlier today. I think Moscato is a unisex drink, you know. And I don't mind just sipping on some Moscato with my dude, too. He definitely want to keep me one or two bottles of Barefoot brand, though. You know how Queen, she got her brand. Got to keep it one or two, and he's a happy man, especially on Frontline Fridays.
That's what it is, man.
We got Tay Black live in the building with us. We definitely about to chop it up and get into some joints. We got Aviator Hughes live in the building. Say what's up with Tay, and then, you know, say what's up to our guest right now, Aviator Hughes.
Oh, man, definitely want to say what's up to everybody, especially, like, you know, here's my personal opinion about, like, the wine stuff, you know, because I definitely heard that segment of the show earlier. You know, I personally feel, you know, Moscato is a unisex drink. And for one, like, if you with your lady or whatever like that, or, like, out on a date, you know what I'm saying, wine is, like, a good thing, you know what I'm saying, to definitely, like, you know, indulge in or whatever. Because I promise you, fellas, take note on this. Don't be trying to go on no date and order a girl, like, a Crown and Coke or something like that, man. Get her a glass of wine, because that Crown and Coke will sit there, and it'll be, like, be sipped on for the rest of the night. Order a glass of wine for her, you know what I'm saying? Order that Moscato, order that Riesling, you know what I'm saying? Your night will go very, very well, trust me.
Ooh. Step your game up. What they need to order again? Tell them, Mr. Hughes, because I got the Moscato,
like,
but I want something else.
Oh, man, order that Riesling, man. Like, you know, Riesling is really like a nice wine. I mean, it comes dry and sweet, you know. So, you know, if you don't like Moscato, if it's too sweet for you, try the Riesling.
Ooh, you feel
it,
huh?
It is a good wine. It is a good wine.
Hey, Eva, you know, shout out to the ladies, the queens out there that be pushing back them Crown and Cokes.
I'm ass.
Patron and pineapples.
Yeah, shout out to yes, that we taking the Patrons and got friends to drop them home.
Yeah, I can't do Patron. I cannot. I've always been like, I'm a dark girl. The only thing I do go like with is a wine, but everything else as far as my liquor, I'll probably do like some Bacardi, some you know, Amaretta. Disanerio, Amaretta, you know, a little bit of orange juice. I like it smooth. All that Patron and whatnot, I'm going to be out in the next 10 minutes, and you ain't going to be able to get nothing from me. And you're going to be mad because my ass is going to be snoring. So how about that? Don't give me no Patron. You're going to be like, go home, Diva Mary Kay. I'll be like, I'm tired. I can't.
That's funny.
Look what you gave me. Yo, we got these Aviator Hughes, you got this hot tracks called, you got a lot of hot tracks, because I checked out your, I did some research on you. I love doing research. I've been like that since younger, but you got this hot track called Getaway. Tell us about Getaway.
Oh, man, Getaway is actually a record I had recorded for probably about over a year now, and, like, my team was just like, you know, put it out there. I mean, like, it's a good song, but the record pretty much stems from, like, when I was first starting to
first starting to start my music career and everything like that, I was in a relationship and, you know, didn't have like a chick, you know what I'm saying, that was really down, you know, and was starting to like trying to bring me down and stuff. So going through all that, you know, I definitely put it down on wax and the song came out of that.
So I was about to ask you, how did that work out?
Oh, man, like that ain't work out, you know what I'm saying? It's probably about like a little 4-month stint. That's about it. But, you know, had to keep it moving and, you know stay on my
front. Yeah,
you
got to
K-I-M. You got to stay on my dream and everything.
You got to K-I-M. I'm a firm believer is whatever you into, you need to get somebody just as competitive as you.
Exactly.
You can't have nobody that ain't, you know, on a grind. If you real busy, if you do your career, go to school and work a job, she need to be working two jobs and going to school at the same time or volunteering at a church. She needs something to do. So guess what? When women ain't got something to do, it's a problem. It's going to go down because she got too much time to figure out or worry about what the hell you doing. See, that's where the mess come in at. You be like, why are you worried about what I'm doing? Because I ain't got shit else to do.
Yeah, man, definitely have to keep that moving, you know what I'm saying? Just move on to the next. But, like, really just been focused on my music. So, you know, it's really allowed me to, you know what I'm saying, to really
cool.
stay grounded in my goals and everything. So
that's what's up. Well, you've been doing a good job because you're right here now on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and co-host Tay Black. It's Diva Spot ENT Radio. Introduce Getaway for us so we can get into this music.
All right, without further ado, world, this is Getaway off of the recently released Parachute Pack Flight 101. Definitely check that out. I'll be able to give you guys information about that later, but enjoy Getaway. Here it is right now.
Girl, get away from me. Hey, girl, think it's best you get away from me. When I was down, you was nowhere to be found. But now that I am up, you wanna get back up. Man, that is not what's up. Girl, get away from me. Girl, get away from me. Girl, get away from me. When I was down, you was nowhere to be found. But now that I am up, nah, girl, get away from me.
Damn, my heart is no revolving door, either in or out. I remember when you said before.
Why do you want to do this? Go pursue music, get a real job. What are you, stupid?
Now I'm mourning, I know you feeling dumb because everybody's in your ear telling you how we was eating you alive. Hannibal Lecter should have played your role and acted better and be my supporting leading lady. Instead, what you do, play a nigga shady. So it's no more, baby. I'ma be a juvenile now. Go back to my hot boy days when I was running wild. So for me and you, it's over. Credits being run, been done. To another episode, we will never rerun. I'm having good times, listen to the hook, hun.
Hey girl, think it's best you get away from me. When I was down, you was nowhere to be found. But now that I am up, you wanna get back up, man. That is not what's up.
Like Pimp C, howla.
Hey girl, it's over. Oh, understand, man, I don't want ya. Don't want ya. Hey girl, it's over. Oh, had a chance too bad for ya.
So I'm on to the next. Feeling like a plane, but I'ma never set. Just jet to the next one. Never back to you, hun. Think it's time to let another girl have a fly run. Cause our chances, you just crashed it into a mountain, killing every ounce we had of ever taking off again. So it's only right that I'm gone like the wind.
Hey girl, think it's best you get away from me. When I was down, you was nowhere to be found. But now that I am up, you wanna get back up, man. That is not what's up. Girl, get away from me. Girl, get away from me. Girl, get away from me. When I was down, you was nowhere to be found. But now that I am up, nah, girl, get away from me.
Get gone. Leave me alone, girl. Get gone. Leave me alone, girl.
Thank you.
in the court, her knees buckle. Saying for a man to survive, he need hustle. Seen and been through struggle her whole life. Made the transition from being his hoe to his wife. Stifling. The night had been the ATF busting. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? She screamed. Bearing a chest, a face with tears, had a man's back, he was facing years, in her name, though the place with tears, they trying to take everything except the kids, for years she been through scuffle and fights, while he trying to hustle that white, up all night, wondering if he's alive, seeing him try, she bubbled inside and screamed, yeah. Judge yelled for order, court reporter making her words shorter. His lawyer sat next to him. She could see how the trial was affecting him. It hurt for her eyes to connect with him. Using her lies for protecting him. They arrested him for murder and gun possession. As they read back her confession, she screamed. The court awaited as the foreman got the verdict from the bailiff. Emotional outburst, tears, and smear makeup. It stated he was guilty on all charges. She shaking, looking like she took it the hardest. A spin artist, she brought her face up laughing. That's when the prosecutor realized what happened. All that speaking of mind, testifying and crying. When this bitch did the crime, the queen pen.
Before you lock my love away, before you lock my love away, come on, Diva Mary Kay, and testify. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We got Aviator Hughes live in the building with us. Y'all already know what it is. It's Frontline Fridays, co-host Tay Black doing it big with us each and every Friday. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Hey, Mr. Hughes, I ain't even mad at you about this song about Get Away From Me. I swear I'm not. I swear I'm not mad at you. I'm glad that you made this song because it's a unisex song, I think.
Oh, I never even thought about it being like that, though. But, I mean, like, I guess it is, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess, like, a lot of women out there, you know what I'm saying, probably have, like, a reverse situation or something like that where, you know, y'all be getting bugged or stalked or something like that. So, I mean, it could be a unisex record. I never even thought about that.
Mm-hmm. It's about the person they rocking with you. And I guess, like, you ain't getting that internet push button. You know how you can go on the internet and just pop Google and it pop right up for you and you get the success with the Google? They don't want to be with you. They got to understand, like, when I'm building a brand, I'm building a movement. If you got me on speakerphone, I'm building Echo, too. So you got to take me on speakerphone.
Oh, I'm like, that isn't me.
No, it's okay. Now, the thing about it is, you know, they with you, they rocking with you or whatever the case may be, and then they feel like, oh, you ain't famous enough, you ain't famous fast enough, so now I ain't beat. Or you want to pursue music, you want to do this, or you want to do that, and then when you blow up, now they want to come around. So I ain't mad about you. It's even though it's gold diggers out there as far as female is gold doers, dudes too, like, they want to bank off an independent woman as well as myself and Poker, and we ain't be.
Preach.
It ain't like
that. Preach one time.
I work
well, yeah,
hard.
Like it's definitely, yeah, like it's definitely crazy, though, now because, like, I mean, I've only been doing this, you know, seriously for probably about, like, not even 2.5 years now. You know, like, I've been involved in music all my life, but I finally decided, like, you know, this is what I want to do. So for probably, like, over, probably, like, a little over 2 years, I've been going hard at this, and just in that amount of time, like, I've made, like, a turnaround and everything, but, like, you know, like, it's funny, like, they're trying to come back and say hi now, or, hey, I heard your show or whatever, or like, you know, I heard your music, I like it, and it's like, oh, thanks, you know what I'm saying? Thanks.
Mm-hmm. You're definitely right about that. You're definitely right.
on that point right there. And my next thing is, you know, as far as doing what you've been doing, and, you know, what do you feel like the game has been missing? You've been in it for the last 2 years, doing your career and promoting your music seriously, but you've been in it for a while, you know, in the backstage of things. What do you feel that the game is missing?
Honestly, like, on the music side, there's there's really, like, a plethora of, like, artists that, like, you know, really don't want to do them, or, like, they're not bringing themselves to the table. You know, they'll rather do what's successful or do what's hot and, like, you know, oh, like, you know, this artist is popping with this, so I'm going on with this trend or this phase right now. And then, you know, like, who knows? Like, trends aren't meant to last long, you know, so I always feel like that's a bad way to go. So, like, a lot of artists, you know, need to stick to them, you know, like, be, like, true to themselves and stick to, you know, like, what they're used to doing. And on the industry side of it like that, I mean, the game is always, always evolving. I mean, you know, we just went through a major period now, like, where, you know, artists are getting signed to 360 deals and, you know, labels aren't putting, like, the backing behind the artists like the way they used to. So they want us to push ourselves and get to a certain point, then they can come scoop us up or whatever. But, I mean, that's actually a gift and a curse. But, I mean, for me, I would say it's a gift because the more that you're going to just, you know, force me to be an independent and force me to make my name known, you know, by the time, you know, like, things come around for me, you know, when the deal's on the table, I'll be like, well, I deserve this much. I mean, if you would have picked me up when I was, you know, at this stage, yeah. But now, like, I really deserve what I'm owed, you know. So, I mean, like, it works on both, of course, but, I mean, you know, honestly, like, it really is good to be an independent artist right now.
Yeah, it definitely is good to be an independent artist right now. Like, you definitely right about that. And even with the 360 deals can make or break the situation. As far as with a 360 deal, you know, is it a good or, you know, do you feel like it's a good or a bad thing? And I'm going to send that to Slay Stone because he's been in the game for 11 years. And I'm pretty sure you're familiar with a 360 deal. So, you know, for somebody that's just starting off, like, just starting off in the game, would it be a good option to take a 360 deal? And are they locked in it forever for the rest of their career contract? Or is it just a period of time what they agreed to?
What I think is, I know a little bit about it. You know, I'm not going to act like I know a whole lot about it. But I wouldn't, if you're just starting out in the game, I mean, it's really up to you and your mindset and what you're looking for. To me, in my opinion, what you're looking for out of it. Me personally, I wouldn't take that. But if you're just a rapper, you know, like we discussed earlier, then maybe a 360. If you don't have you haven't been in the game, you don't really have a following, and they offer you that, you might need to jump in real quick and let them try to take you as far as you can. But you know, it has its consequences to that, which we kind of know. You know, they get money off it. They got a lot of royalties. You know what I'm saying? They get paid off of you different areas. You know, that they put in that they wouldn't get. You know. If it wasn't a 360 deal. So, I mean, it really depends on the person to me. You know, I wouldn't take that knowing, you know, and doing what I've done so far, I wouldn't take that. But, you know, definitely if you're a rapper, you know, like we discussed, you know, maybe 360 is the way to go. That's why they created it.
You got a point about that. We got Future Groove 100 live in the building with us, man. Guru, what's up, man?
Hey, I just want to shout out everybody that called into the show tonight and say shout out to Diva Mary Kay for doing, you know, Frontline Fighters with Tay Black, the co-host. And shout out to Slay Stone, man. You know, he put on a great interview and putting y'all up on Phenom Radio and what to do to get your music out there. So, that, like, Slay Stone's just not putting out his music. He's putting out, you know, stuff for other people, so... You know, that's when you tune into that station, you get a feel for the whole movement out there and the kind of music they playing. So I encourage everybody to check out, you know, Slay Stone music. And, you know, he got the Twitter popping right now, so man have been back since the beginning. Shout out to Aviator Hughes. I just heard the interview with him, so I appreciate D. Mary Kay bringing him on like that. That's a real good look for his state and everybody that's out there supporting him, you know, word up. I heard the track from Avery Hughes, And that's the hot track that you played from him. So that was hot.
Sometimes you definitely got to get away, man. At the end of the day, you do got to tell people to just get away from me. Like, I've been grinding, and I've been doing this for a minute. And if you're working with me in the bad times, then you'll need to be me in the good times. And one of the things that Diva Mary Kay says is to suffer is to be blessed. And to be blessed is to find the understanding of suffering. When you go through a hard time in your life, it's preparing you for something else. You just got to accept it for what it is. So most definitely, if you do it, what do you feel about a 360 deal? You know, do you feel like a 360 deal is a good thing for a new artist or a seasoned artist? Or do you feel like, you know, you should just go ahead and grind it out as an independent label and do what you do?
Well, I mean, having a 360 deal is not the move. Everybody knows that they take most of your rights away from you and lock you into a situation where if you think you're getting an advance, all it is a loan. So, I mean, you know, if you start with simple parts of the record deal from if they throw money at you and you think you got a deal, all you're doing is taking out a loan. So that's the beginning of a 360 deal. So, I mean, everybody else from, like, you know, if they want more info, you know, they can just, you know, tune into the show, tune into everything that Diva Mary Kay got going on, and you get more information about the business part. But, you know, just keep that in mind. Like, if you're feeling like you're getting a record deal and you're thinking you're getting some money, all you're doing is taking out a loan for what the company is investing into you and your project. So don't think that you're getting a fat advance and I have to pay it back. Yeah, you got to pay it back what they put out into you. Because you believe in, they think if you believe in yourself, then if we're going to believe in you, you're going to pay us back for believing in you. So you have to take that right there to the bank.
I know that's right. And if you want to get more on, you know, for the new artists, even seasoned artists, just like Slate Stone said, we learn it every day. If you want to get more information, because reading is fundamental, and reading can make your paper long as well. But you want to go to www.immusic.net. Again, that's www.immusicnetwork.com. They break down everything from the beginning. They got a description of what a manager is and what a manager does. They got a description. They tell you exactly in detail what a 360 deal is, as far as like getting royalties, registering your music, Me, Tay Black, Advice had a big show on getting the music copywritten, and we're not doing this. We don't have to do that poor man's copyright anymore. You can go online and get it registered quickly. Online, when you do it online, it's faster, it's quicker, and it's easy, and you can keep records of it. So, most definitely, it breaks down everything at www.immusicnetwork.com. That's most definitely what's up. So, Mr. Hughes, I can see Aviator Hughes, you know, incorporated. I can see Aviator Hughes label. If you was, or once you get to the point of owning a label, how is your label going to be different from any other label that indie artists are trying to get on to? What would you, a couple of things you would bring to your label and services that you will offer?
Well, first, like, I would want to do, like, an entertainment company. Because just with, you know, my brand name, Aviator Hughes, you know, it really derives from Howard Hughes, which I feel is, like, one of the greatest innovators of all time, you know. So I really do have, like, a lot of different, like, endeavors. Like, I would want to go into, like, songwriting, you know, putting on, like, you know, comedy shows or, like, you know, whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I would want to do the entertainment company. But, like, as far as bringing artists in on the label, like, I mean, I would definitely, you know, search everything with a fine-tooth comb and really try to find some talent. And with the knowledge that I have and the knowledge that, like, I've learned from others, you know, from just picking people's brains and everything like that, try to put them on the right path and, you know, try to get them a great, great start and not really, you know, do like what happens like a lot of times is, you know, artists sign to these big labels and, you know, they're nothing but a tax write-off. Or, you know, and this is somebody's life we're talking about, you know.
somebody's career, mm-hmm. somebody's dream, you know. So I would really want to, you know, start off by finding artists, you know, when the time comes and when I'm able to make that move and really help them, you know, really help them succeed and then try to have them help somebody else, you know, pretty much one hand up, one hand down. The hand up is trying to reach for the top, but the hand down is bringing you up with them.
That's definitely what's up. I could definitely feel that. And that's how we get down, Tay Black, Future Group 100. It's a family affair. We ain't here to hurt you. We're here to help you. Because at the end of the day, you know, and a lot of people put on the front and they just here to get that fast money. We're here to, you know, build long-term relationships. We don't want a one-night stand. We want to hit it forever. That's how we feel. Like, this long-term over here. Anybody that come to Diva Spot and you family now. You family with Diva Mary Kay. You family with Tay Black. You family with Slay Stone. You family with Juma Black. We even got Poke Alive in the building with us. Future Movie 100. We all networking. We here for a common. We here for the same goal. You know, and that's what I love about my people. We network. I see the people who show up to go up because they on time. They putting their stuff out there on the front line. How somebody going to know you're in business if you don't tell them? But that's what I can definitely respect about everybody that's on the line right now, because you got to show up to go up, man. You definitely got to show up, man. If don't nobody know you in business, if you don't tell nobody you in business, they ain't never going to know. So it is what it is. It's not local thinking. It's not local thinking over here. We internationally airing everywhere, even in the U.K., we got people all over listening to Diva Spot Radio ENT. So, you know, when you got a palette, make sure you use it to benefit others, man, because we can't take this with us. We get in a scare right now, you know, that it's going to be an earthquake. And for all those who don't know, we're going to get to Tay's Corner in a second, but I wanted to bring y'all to light about the situation. It's supposedly predicted an earthquake is going to be going on in California tomorrow. I just moved from the east to the west over here in Washington. So I'm in Washington State. I'm not that far from Cali. So, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on with our earth, y'all. It's a lot of construction. It's like it's kind of the last days. You know, we got all the violence, all the government corruption, and the animals let us know what's going on. Then we just, less than maybe a month ago, all those fish came up on the west coast. Dead in that water. The animals gonna let us know before anything go down. So now it's predicted to be an earthquake tomorrow. Come on,
You're sitting that real shit right now, man. Sitting that real shit.
Yeah. So you know you gotta stay focused. Treat your first like your last, and your last like your first, man.
Right.
Say holla at us, baby. Because I'm getting the morning popping up in here. Ain't that right, Mr. Hughes, I'm getting the morning popping up in here.
Oh, man, you definitely are, man. You definitely are.
Tay, holla at us, man. We got Tay's Corner live in the building. Tay Black, the most phenomenal co-host, live in the building. I got to give that man a proper introduction once again. He deserves it, man.
That's what's
and
good.
And now a word
that.
From Tay Black's Corner.
Diva Mary Kay, I first want to give a shout out to all our featured artists tonight. Shout out to Slay Stone, Juma. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Aviator Hughes. Shout out to Diva Mary Kay. Shout out to Future Ghoul 100. That's my theme right there. That's my folks. And big special shout out. We got Poker on the line. Poker on the line. On Twitter, if you want Twitter, follow her official. Poca, P-O-C-A. And matter of fact, let me bring up a band camp real quick. Let me go ahead and get my plug on. I'm going to let her speak real quick, and then we're going to get into my corner. Go to her band camp, poca.bandcamp.com. Check her out. She got a mixtape, Spill Milk. It's definitely a good body of work. I was referred to her through somebody else that we fucked on the West. Excuse my language. It's definitely good music, and she's definitely representing not just for the MCs, but for the female MCs as well. Like, she's ill on the mic. Me and her got a couple of joints we're trying to do now. And I'm going to turn over you real quick, Poker. What's good?
Oh, man. Well, first off, that was a great intro. I really appreciate that. Man, I'm just reaching out. You know, I saw you reach out on Twitter.
And yeah, just like you said, we got some records on the way. I'm just grinding like everybody else, man, and trying to speak positive in my lyrics, and you know, hopefully people will accept that type of music, you know.
Mhm.
Mm-hmm. They ain't
Tell
got no
about,
other choice.
What kind of project you got going on? Like, if they don't know, your YouTube is popping right now. You got many movies on that joint. Tell them about that.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my, you know, my internet presence is up. You could Google me, and you know, I mean, I've been doing this on my own, and I'm appreciative to all the love. I've been getting a lot of love, mostly overseas. In the States, it's like, you know, on and off people. I guess sometimes people get confused from my look to my lyrics. Mm. And so that's where it kind of throws people off at times. But, man, I'm just trying to speak positive. I don't know. I think we have so much, you know, music to bring people down enough or make people stay in one spot enough. I think it's time to get people's minds moving. So I think that's the type of music that I like to write. So, yeah.
That's what's up. See, shout out to Poker, man. You know what I mean? She definitely carries herself very well. And she's lyrical as well. Good storyteller. I think the track that we got, man, I think they go right into it with that. Just real music and represented by real people, man. And shout out to my dude Slate Stone as well too. Like, the reason I had my corner tonight, I wanted to talk about just networking. And as you can see, you know, everybody that we have on the line is pretty much just networking in action. Like, I started off the show by saying that I wouldn't be on Diva Spot ENT if it wasn't for Slate Stone. Because Slate Stone, he put me down with Future Guru 100. Like, I hit up Slate Stone one night, and I was like, Slate, you know what I mean? Who you mess with as far as promo? I got this project coming up. I need a good team behind me. So who do you like? Who would you refer to me? And the first, you know, people that came out of his mouth was Future Guru 100 and his team. Oh, you know, I hit up Future Guru, and he was like, oh, Slate sent you over? Oh, that's my dude. Big shout out to Slate, you know what I mean, so forth and so on. And, I mean, we just hit it off from there. And, I mean, since then, the amount of traffic to my page, number of followers, friends, family, folks, people I mess with, like, it's grown exponentially. So anybody that's on their promo game right now, if you want a good team behind you, this is the team to have. And since working with Future Guru 100, I got introduced to Diva Mary Kay. And since she had me on, she was like, you know, she had me on one of her shows, and I was like, you know, we had good chemistry. It was me and Y Dot. Shout out to Y Dot. And it's just all about networking. So through Slate Stone, met Future Guru. Through Future Guru, met Diva. Through the Diva, I met Y Dot, you know. And actually, through the Diva, I actually met Poker, you know what I mean, because it was somebody that she had on the show. And I was messing with them, and, I mean, they tweeted this nice young lady, you know what I mean, had this music up. I peeped it, and I didn't even go for the hardest song she had. It was a little chill joint called Goodbye, you know what I mean? I always tell her, like, that's my favorite joint because it sounds like just some real good hip-hop. But it's instances like that that you have to take advantage of. You have to capitalize on. Network anyway with anybody that you vibe with. Anybody that respects you and respects your music, you got to link up with them. Got to networking vibe with them. How you feel about that, Slate? You still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. I'm rocking with y'all, man. Everything you said is true, man, and I appreciate the shout-out and I appreciate the support, but it truly is about the network, and I'm starting to I've learned that, but I'm starting to even encompass it even more because, you know, we're on these social networks, and if we just break down what they're trying to do, you know, you're meant to follow people. You're meant to build and learn and, you know, build collaboration and networks. And so messing with people like Future, you know what I'm saying, it just helped me. And then, you know, just we networking. I can actually say it's a benefit. It's a benefit, man. That's all I can say is you got to do it. You got to do it with people that are serious to their grind. They're dedicated. They're motivated. And they're serious about what they do. And follow those people, man. Get them. Not just follow on Twitter, but follow them and learn and soak in what you can and what you can't. You know, just let it go by.
Mhm. That's right. Poker, how you feel about networking right now as a whole?
How do I feel about networking? I think just like he just stated, you have to definitely network with the right people because everyone, I don't know, it seems like everyone's rapping, everyone's singing, everyone's trying to get on. I know people who just like you guys are talking about 360 deals, and I know people who will gladly accept that just to get on. So that might not be the people to network with, but the proper networking is definitely important. That's how you get to the next steps and all that good stuff.
That's what's good. That's what's good. And, I mean, like, I agree. Like, a matter of fact, Poker and Slate, like, y'all hit on something. Like, y'all was saying, like, it's a lot of – everybody's a rapper. Everybody's a singer. Everybody's a producer. Everybody's a marketing promo person. Everybody's a club promoter. But, like,
right,
there's not enough fans. You know what I mean? No
right.
more. Like, everybody's forgetting that, like, you have to be a fan of this thing first. Like, I can be a fan of Slate music. I can be a fan of Poker's music. I can be a fan of the work that Future Ghoul 100 does, which I am. But it's like you have to, like, take a seat back sometimes and just look at the work for what it is, you know, and really appreciate it. And then, you know, sometimes you have to switch gears and then get into that business aspect. Well, what does this person bring to the table as far as my music and stuff like that? But I still appreciate everybody's music. I still appreciate everybody's hustle. And we got to get off, you know, we got to get off that pedestal sometimes where it's just like we all in that tunnel. We just focused on what we doing and this and that. But you got to be fans. It's not as many fans as it used to be. But Diva Mary Kay, what's your thoughts on the situation?
My thoughts on, you know, networking. If I got Diva Spot ENT, I want to network with everybody. Even if you got the icy lady, that push the cart around, that be making the icies, I want to network with her too, because it's the international thinking of things. You want to get yourself everywhere in front of everybody, and you want to be able to provide quality product. If you're a performer, if anything you do, you got to put on the show, light that up right then and there, and have a service and a degree backing you. Not only can I provide a service for you, not only can I move a crowd, not only can I host a show, but I have qualifications that I can do other things for you. If you work a job, you should have a part-time business like me. I run this Diva, so I'm airing 5 days a week. I love the show. Anything that I do, because I love doing it, and I make money doing it. So I'm a host of Diva Spot Radio ENT. I'm always networking with DJs, artists, singers, rappers, you know, even people who run businesses. I know that I have a talent, and on top of that, I run my Mary Kay business. I love doing for women and children, as far as I love having something for my brothers to do positive. And I go to school. So you want to make sure you're getting your education first. Let's say it like this: God first, family second, career third. Take care of your spiritual body. Whatever the God of your understanding is, it don't matter. Take care of your spiritual body first. Then you want to take care of that family. Anything you got to do with your family, whether it's your spouse or your kids, take care of that. And then career third. Career is the education piece. Career is the job piece. Career is your own business. The three. We always want to think in threes because we want to have more than one thing that we're doing, being versatile. And that's why I like doing Frontline Fridays, because I get to get your music and I get to get the versatility in you. You get to show me in the world and Tay Black and everybody else is looking to network and put their business out there. Like, I can meet you on all levels. That's what I think about it. I think it's so important to be versatile and network and don't just say, you know what, oh, me and Poker get down, I ain't rocking with nobody else for Poker. Like, are you serious? Nah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? As long as they're in respectable bounds and they about their business, they grind, I see them grinding. And if I see you out there like I see me out there, that means you grinding. That's point blank clear. If I see you out there like I see Slay Stone, like I see Juma Black, like I see Aviator Hughes, like I see Poker, like I see Tay Black, Future Groove 100, they making a presence. You got to make a presence. And then once somebody contact with you, build long-term relationships. I don't want a one-night stand. I want to hit it forever. That's just point blank period. Ain't no need for you to come by here one time when you can come by here 5 or 6 times and we can make the situation better each and every time you come through here. I want to know what Juma Black think about that, and I want to get Aviator Hughes' opinion on that. Juma, what do you feel about networking? Why is it so important?
I'm right here right now today with you, you know what I'm saying, through networking, period, point blank,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a major tool. And honestly, right now, I'm learning a whole lot. That's why I ain't said not a word. I'm a sponge right now just listening to what everybody got to say, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at it like, damn, I need to go back to the drawing board and adjust a whole lot more things, you know what I'm saying, that I got going on. So I'm that's why I'm so quiet, you know what I'm saying? I'm still here. I'm just soaking up game.
That's real.
That's what it is.
That's real.
It's teach one, man.
Like, hit it on the head right there. Like, the old heads in the barbershop, they used to tell me, they used to say, you know, sometimes you just got to sit down and, you know, shut the F up and be quiet. You know, just take it all in. And, I mean, they won't be hard, but, I mean, real talk, you'll get a lot if you just listen.
Yeah.
I think he hit it on the head like a mug.
Definitely right. Avian and Hughes, what you think about that? Because we about to get it on and popping with this cut that you put out. We got this song called On and Popping. Give us your intake on that, and then we're going to get into this hot joint called On and Popping, because we popping off with this networking situation here live on Diva Squad Radio, man.
All right. Now, with the networking, I mean, just in life in general, it's a key essential to everything that we do. You know, we're human beings. You know, we rely on each other's support, help. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that stuff. So when it comes to business, you know, we definitely have to network. I mean, like, you know, shout out to Future Guru by 100, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been networking with him for probably about, you know, I think on about two months now, like 2.5 months. And, you know, like, it's been a beautiful thing, you know, because we're linking up, we're trying to make things happen. And, like, just like every other artist that's on the line right now and everybody's doing their thing, you have to network. I mean, everything revolves around networking. I mean, if it didn't, I mean, people can run for president by themselves. People can start a label by themselves. You know what I'm saying? People can get their music out here by themselves. I mean, nobody does it by themselves. Whether it's you, your down-ass chick, you know what I'm saying, your best friend or whatever like that, or whoever, you know what I'm saying, that's still networking. So networking is really the key essential part to, you know, success. And without it, you know, it's going to... Either it's going to be the long road or you're like, not going to make it.
For real, unless you came into some money, unless you were
right.
born into some cash, daddy, mommy got some cash, you know, you do, he has some cash. Unless you were born into some money, and after a while that get old, it still bothers me how people can win the lottery for millions and millions of dollars in 2 years, be broke. I think I'd be the most budgeting diva there is with $2 million. I'll be taking care of people for 2 million years after that. Up for 2 mil. Let me hit it for 2 mil. What? Where you ain't listen. I'm going to tell you like this. We're going to live good. I'm going to make sure I take care of your essentials. The first thing I'm going to take care of with my team, with my family, because I get it on and popping. I'm going to take care of that credit. That's one. I'm going to make sure you got your driver's license, let alone the ID out this piece, and it's not expired. I'm going to take care of them tickets. I'm going to get your driver's license. I'm going to get your credit right, and then I'm going to send you back to school. I'm going to make sure whatever you decided, whatever you want to do in your life, I'm going to send you back to school. And if you complete it, I'm going to go ahead and give you the backing money to start the business off. That's what family do. We ain't got to be blood to do it, but if you can show me that I grind and I completed one goal and now I'm completing another one, I'd definitely be a sponsor and an investor, especially with hitting for 2 mil. Word up. It's not really necessarily a lot of money after Uncle Sam get his money and my baby mother come get her money and my favorite baby daddy, Tay Black, come get his money. I may have like a mil left after that. They may chop me down to a mil, but I'm still going to keep it on and popping. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Star Radio ENT. It's Frontline Fridays. We're about to get into this hot track by Aviator Hughes called On and Popping. Let's go.
See, it's funny to me that y'all don't know that I've been doing my thing, man. And because since day one, got it on and popping. Popping, popping. Me lame. Boy, I've been pulling James. Before the fame came, I've been doing my thing. And it's been like how people hurt, quicker than Maserati blurred. My daddy's blood's in my veins, so it's second nature, man.
on my P.I.P., I'm Kang. Excuse me, they still are, cause I'm looking like a star. Feeling like Frank Sinatra, got a back to rest the Johnson Brothers. That love the way I dress, wait, I rep Ohio, yes. So please put that thought to rest, let me be anything that is less than the best, I confess. I'm about to usher in a new style of artist that they cannot be better than. Cause I'm spitting my life equal to them great mics, worth about 5 mics. So I'm about to blow right on my bro Keith. I just gotta keep it real. I've been doing this way before I got the deal. I get it on and poppin', on and poppin',
on and poppin',
on and poppin',
on and poppin'.
Oh, I get it on and poppin', on and poppin',
on and poppin',
on and poppin',
on and poppin',
on and poppin'.
I get it.
Been on fly, this going to the world. A pilot, you're the same. They driving, cause my lane. I'm flying back in the day. I used to rock G-Shock. Used to get teased like, why you rock that big watch? Now I watch these big lanes. Finally pick up on game. Funny, I was sporting them when Kobe got his first ring. All of y'all to me, you're the who? The herd. Boston Celtics, but I'm a winner. What? Way before that Drizzy famous whoa. I was standing out before Black Rob chanted whoa. Bad boy with my green Nike Dust, I'm a fiend. I was rocking them when you was AF1 and G. So what clone I never be, especially with fashion heat. Stay above the bar, high jumpers track me. On my bro phone, I just gotta keep it real. I've been doing this way before I got the deal. I get it on and poppin',
Cincinnati, like a production duo. Definitely check them out on Twitter, Troublemakers. We did that this summer, and it was like a collaboration record for us. Like I was in this this music seminar, artist listening session. We was like, man, I need something to go in there and just kill it. You know what I'm saying? And, like, he just played the beat, and right then and there, I was like, yo, I want that. Like, I'm writing that right now. So, you know, we went in the studio, knocked it out, and, you know, like, what's going on popping?
That's what's up. Let's go down the panel and get feedback on that joint right there. Say, Black, what you think about that cut right there, On and Popping, Aviator Hughes?
You know what? I messed with the joint, and I'm going to tell y'all what. I know the sample that they got for that joint. It's a joint. I ain't going to put it out there, but, yo, I messed with the original song. Like, you know what I mean? Not too many people know about that joint, and the way they flipped it, yo, I would have never expected that. They had that live, almost that Kanye with the bongos, that fast joint. You know what I mean? I could have heard something on the remix on that joint.
Most definitely. Stacey, play song. What you think about that cut right there?
Yeah, definitely. I need to hear that in the studio monitors. But on the phone, man. I like the flow, how he jumped around and played with it. The hook, I like that too. You know, he gave that feel Tay Black was talking about, but I like how they on and popping. Whoever was singing, I could feel them.
That was me, by the way. That was me in the studio just like going in, man. Just filling the record.
Already.
That's what's up, Juma.
It's still ringing in my head. I like it. I enjoy it. And I'm telling you, I'm going to follow everybody. I'm going to follow you on that joint, too, you know what I'm saying, so I can really hear it in the whip. So, you know what I'm saying, you got that real true feeling of it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And it sounds so much better. You can always listen to the show after the show is over. It's on my Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook at Diva Mary Kay. Or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. The shows are there. You can look at my Twitter. I'm definitely going to be posting them after the show. And you can listen to the show afterwards. It sounds so much different and so much clearer and so much quality when you listen to it online or through your computer speakers or through your studio speakers, because on the phone, and it sound a little bit, it sound like it's breaking up. But when you listen to it online, it's clear. I mean, it's clear as ever. So, yeah, most definitely. So we got Slay Stone, we got Tay Black. Juma, we got your comments on that joint right there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And let's go to Miss Polk. And last but not least, I'm glad that I got a queen in the building, and I definitely respect the queen and go ahead and step into my diva pump, because she been rocky. She ain't hang up, so she a go-getter. What you think about that joint right there?
Yeah, man, I support good music all around. I think it's good. Just like everyone did say, you know, it will sound better to hear a better quality, but sounding good in the phone, it obviously lets you know when you hear it on the speakers, it's going to sound even harder. So, yeah, I support it.
Thank you. I played that in my house a few times.
Yeah, I know you was feeling it. You was all up in the song. I thought you was in the song at first. I was like, is she decent in the joint?
Oh, my bad. I ain't have it on mute. Y'all have me going on and popping.
You didn't have it on mute, man.
Did I mess this song up? I'm sorry.
No, man, you had a flavor to it, man.
She did,
I'm
though.
Sorry.
I thought you was really in it, though.
I might be on a remix, man. You know, just look out for Diva Mary Kay. I might be on a remix, man.
You gonna call her spot. You gonna put you a spot on there.
You damn right. Let's get into some hot mess news, man. For those who tune in live to Frontline Friday, Zeno Diva always got the hot mess news. As S. Kali said it, shout out to S. Kali, as he said it in my hooks, they laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. Hot mess news is something that I cannot go without talking about and getting other people's opinions on. Now, Tiger Woods' wife got $100 million. And she got this in their divorce settlement. She's getting this in alimony. This is a lump sum of $100 million. We ain't talking about spousal support that he got to pay on a monthly base. We ain't talking about child support that he may have to pay on a monthly base. But a lot of us don't know
when we get married that there are four different types of alimony after we get divorced. One of them is that you have to pay your mate until they can get stable, until they get financially stable. And then the other one is you pay them from a lifetime until you die. You're going to be paying alimony until you die. The next one is that in order for you to pay alimony, meaning if me and you got together and you make more money than me, you got to pay me because you got me accustomed to living ghetto fabulous.
Mm.
Basically, that's just basically you introduced me to the finer things, so you just can't take that away from me. That's one. And then the last one is when you have a time frame of how much alimony that you can get. So I want to know and get from y'all opinion, do y'all think that Tiger Woods' wife deserved that 100 mil that she got? So let's start at the top with my co-host, Tay Black. Do you think that she deserved it? If so, and if not, why? Why do you think that she don't? What she do?
You know what? I guess if we really knew a total of what Tiger Woods had, you know what I mean? Like, if he's on some I got billions type stuff, I mean, then $100 million is, you know what I mean, only a small percentage of billions. I mean, he had, like, a lot of endorsements that he was making millions and millions upon. Not even just winning the golf matches and stuff like that. So I think he's getting it in. You know, they put that amount out there, so they must have percentaged it off, like, in the right way. So if she should get it, you know what I mean, she should get it. If it ain't hurting Tiger too bad where he can't live or whatever, then might need to scale it back. But I guess I'm indifferent to it. Now, if you talk about Joe from down the street, you know, he making about $45,000 and he got to pay $4,500 a month, you know, to his ex-wife or whatever, then, you know, we talking about different kind of numbers. But I don't know, he an athlete. He's a million-dollar athlete, so I don't know. I'm really indifferent to it.
Most definitely, most definitely. We definitely can respect your opinion on that. Let's go ahead and take it to Slay Stone. Slay Stone, do you feel like his wife deserved, you know, or she should have got that $100 million for alimony?
Hopefully I can still stay family after this comment real quick. Hopefully the ladies don't chop my head off. But I think that you know, on one hand, if he was cashed out like that, you know, then, you know, go ahead, send her off, you know, with some change, because she is accustomed to that lifestyle. In a sense, you can't just chop her head off and put her out there. But then, too, on the other side, I kind of go with, you know, you get what you come in with, in a sense. You know, I know relationships is 50-50, you know, but if you came in with nothing, and then that $100 million might be, he might only have $600 million, you know. I don't know, you know, but dang, to still drop $100 million and then be paying child support and all that other stuff, I don't agree with all that. But, you know, so I don't know if I'm sitting in the middle of the scale or not. You know, I can see where it's, you know, you should do it in a sense, but then on the other hand, I see where, well, no, nah, I don't think she should get that much money. But not my situation. If I was in it, I'd probably call y'all up and tell you my best answer.
I know that's right. You definitely right about that. Let's go ahead and go to Aviator Hughes. Mr. Hughes, what do you think about that? You think she should have got all that money and still getting money?
I don't know. I'm kind of like in the, like, really like in the median with this one, because, I mean, that's his wife, you know what I'm saying? Like, just off my head and what I was taught, you know what I'm saying, coming up, like, to my family, that's his wife, and she was there for him, like, through all times, whatever like that, you know, held him down and was, and like, you know, was like his rock or whatever, possibly. You know what I'm saying? But, like, as far as, like, you made the comment earlier about, like, if she's accustomed to that lifestyle, man, people can get accustomed to a lot of lifestyles, so that shouldn't even matter. I mean, everybody right now, you know what I'm saying, that's on the line or like that, we can go to Cabo and be like, oh, man, like, we kicked it at Tequila. I love that lifestyle. We can get accustomed to it, but are we going to do it every day? No, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's something that she really married into, you know what I'm saying? Like,
So like the whole thing with being accustomed to someone's lifestyle, I'm not really feeling that, you know, except for especially for her to get $100 million. You know what I'm saying? But like, you know, through their marriage, you know what I'm saying? If they was, you know, married and, you know, she was down for him and obviously he cheated like numerous amounts of times, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of makes sense. But the whole lifestyle thing, nah. You leave what you came with.
You definitely right about that. It's actually cheaper to keep her. And me and Miss Polka know that. Me and Miss Polka know that. It is cheaper to keep her. Matter of fact, it may not be cheaper to keep us, but it's like a lot less more drama. Like, you never would have had to pay out like this because I was genuinely loving with you. And now it's not one, not two, not three, but you got bitches getting book deals now. Oh, I got to cut you. And I'm not going to physically cut you. I will cut your pocket. Miss Polka, what you think about that situation? We got a whole new breed of new chick, man. Ain't no more busting windows out, no cars.
Right.
Ain't no more none of that coming down with our crew. Our crew is lawyers and advisors, and we coming out of your pocket. We know how to get you now. So after this is what we get for being faithful. This is what we get for the lonely nights and, you know, the chlamydia scares. This is what we get out here dealing with these loose hoes. So, Ms. Polka, what you think about that?
No,
I mean,
you know, that's so true.
I'm going to say this real fast. I don't think she deserves $100 mil now. I think she deserves to take care of them kids and take care of her house and maintain what she's doing so far. But, you know, she can get up and get her own money. Go ahead, Ms. Polka. I'm sorry.
No, it's true. It's true. Everything everyone's stating is true. But, like, I do understand because a lot of women have been that really down woman that have put up with a lot, have basically stopped whatever it is, their job, their career, whatever, to take care of their man, to hold the house down. So, therefore, it puts her in a crazy position when she does get the boot or whatever, get cheated on, time to leave, she is stuck. So, I think he definitely does have it's only right. I am on the fence about the amount of money because, I mean, I don't know what type of money he was making, but, I mean, I've been that down-ass woman before that has put up with a lot. I almost was going to stop music for someone before. So, like, I know, I know how it can go, and I know I will never go back there again. I will never allow myself to ever fall that hard again. But when you do fall that hard and then this type of shit happens to you, man, you do want to break somebody. Like, you do want to break his pocket, which I could understand the animosity and the stuff that she's probably feeling. I will say that much.
Oh, yeah, most certainly. It's like the Diary of a Mad Woman. Not a mad black woman, but a mad woman. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I like what you said about a lot of us put ourselves in these positions. We sacrifice. For some reason, God made us to forgive. It's a sacrifice. It don't matter if you white, black, Spanish, Hindu, Korean, Guyanese. He made women to forgive and to sacrifice. And then the thing about it, it's all on a decision that we made. And understanding, let's not forget that we made this decision to be with this raggedy-ass fool. We made this decision. I'm going to say it. Men, I'ma say it. Women, we make three wrong decisions, but now niggas ain't shit. You just was fucking with three wrong niggas. That's all it was. That's all it was, man. But
nah, you right. You know, right. And yeah, no, that's true. Everything you're saying is real talk.
Yeah, we make the wrong decision. We choose to be, and it's a big say that a woman don't want a good man. And I'm so sorry to say, but I have seen it happen. Like, you know, because he ain't walking around like Trick Daddy, ooh, baby, I'm a thug. You want to play him to the left. This man can teach you something. Let's talk about longevity. A smart nigga can give you back shots, too. I'm telling you something. A smart dude got some gangster in him.
You can't really say that women don't want a good man. You just have to kind of, I say that because I do, but I say, like, the stuff that certain men have put you through, you get kind of accustomed to that. So therefore, when a good man, you might not know what to do or how to treat him. Because sometimes I feel like, man, if I get a nerve like a square, I'm like, oh man, I can't. I'll mess him up. You know what I mean? And I don't know. Right? I think I do want a great man, but at the same time, you know, from what I've been through, you know, it might have messed me up for my future relationships. You know what I mean?
And that's the honesty piece right there, and I definitely can appreciate Queen, because even on a male or a female side of it, you know, you got to get the honesty piece within yourself to realize
right.
that your past is your past and your future is your future. You know, you got to
right.
move on with somebody that
right.
has like-minded, not even just in a relationship, but in business as well. We like-minded people, so I can network with you. We can network together. We can make something happen. But, you know, even with the past. Everybody is not like that, but you got your guard up. And men as well,
right.
too. But, you know, just as us being queens, you know, we can't let that hold us back no more. We just got to have some standards and some guidelines and then go from there. Because just like a nigga can be a snake in the grass, a chick can be a snake in the grass as well, man. But as far as her getting all that cash... That should be enough, man. I'm sorry. That should be enough. She shouldn't really, really want for more. And then child support ain't nothing but a trap, especially for all my brothers. And I don't understand what's good with this whole child support thing. When I was laying down with you and backing it up and giving it up to you and, you know, doing that cocking them legs back and doing that good thing with my mouth, child support was nowhere around.
Right.
Now that, you know, a couple of months later, I done found out, you know, I let you splash in the tuna. First of all, I let you splash in the tuna or the condom broke because you going ham. I found out that I'm pregnant. And now I'm telling you, like, look, this is what it is. And now you like, and the worst thing for a dude to say, because men are nervous when they find out about pregnancies or pregnancy scares. They get nervous. They're like, oh, shit. That to them means there's more money out my motherfucking pocket. That's all it means to them. And I got to spend more time. It ain't that they don't care. It's just a scare to them. Like, look, this is something permanent. This is not a one-night stand. But
right.
now I got to holler at you and let you know what's good. Like, look, I'm pregnant, and, you know, we need to go forward from there. It's always a glitch in the matrix, and I hate to see it within our people that we don't last into the 9 months before the baby even get here. We on Facebook talking shit. I seen a girl on Facebook going in so hard that I just had to pray for her. She went in on this dude. I don't even know this dude, and I feel sorry for him. Honestly. I do. I feel sorry for him. Like, damn, that's his baby mother now? He got to be with her? Oh, snap, man. It definitely is what it is. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to go forward. You got to stay focused on your craft. You got to stay focused on your career and everything that you're doing. And, you know, just make sure you ain't not, can't nobody knock you on your square. Ain't nothing wrong with changing your circle, but nobody can knock you off your square, yo. Nobody. If your square is big enough and you growing it. Change your circle, but don't let nobody knock you off your square. I like that. I'm gonna tweet that. If you need to change your circle, you know what I'm saying? If you need to change your circle, don't let nobody definitely knock you off your square. And you know, as far as her getting all that money, it is what it is. I think she had it was 17. How many was it? 17, 18 chicks came out the blue talking about they fuck. Tiger Woods, I ain't even hit that. You know what I'm saying? Like, are y'all serious? Tiger Woods kind of cute in the young boy situation. I definitely turn his monkey ass out. Maybe
what?
It's the money that attracts me.
Yeah, because you tripping.
It's the money.
It's the money. Money make anybody look good.
Yeah, he like Steve Ray. He's worth like $6 billion now. He got cash.
Yeah, he fine.
Yeah, right. No, he ain't fine. He like a puppy. He like a little puppy. I know motherfucking Tate Black and Slate Stone, like these Aviator, he was like, these niggas are crazy.
Y'all going in right now, man.
No, women gotta get their time real quick.
They got quiet like, we need to listen to this.
Right.
Pretty much what I learned is, you know what I'm saying, always keep that hat on. You don't have to worry about what, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, whatever happens later, man. Keep that hat on.
Yeah.
Like, and then on top of that, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm like, you mentioned the point earlier about pretty much, you know what I'm saying, like, old girl going in on, like, old boy on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, like, you stuck with her for life. People don't realize, you know what I'm saying, like, that chick you might meet at the club or one night stand, like, if you guys don't have anything in common or, like, you know, so you can't see anything growing, it might be just wise to back off because like, you get caught in that situation, man, it ain't 18 years. That's for life. I hate when people say, like it's 18 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, my brother, you know what I'm saying, like, he's kind of in a situation or whatever like that. But, you know, like, he hit me with, like, yeah, man, it's only for, you know what I'm saying, until my son get 18. I'm like, nah, what happened when you go to college? What happened when you get married? What happened if he gets
right?
Sick? You know what I'm saying? They're all still going to be, both might be there. You know what I'm saying? So, like, wear that hat, man. For real. Like, wear that hat and be, you know what I'm saying?
You'll be a victim.
Be picky with what you go home with, for real, man.
You'll be a victim in this white man's world. Shout out to Tupac. be a victim, man. You definitely right about that. We go, wow, that just took me to more hot mess news. And, you know, if people didn't put their business out there, I wouldn't have hot mess news. But you'll end up on Diva Spot ENT Radio with co-host Shay Black live in the building, and we will put your ass on hot mess news. And it's kind of funny because now they're talking about Tiger Woods sex tape. This is a spoof. I don't even have to watch this. I know it's a spoof.
Oh, my God.
Tiger Woods is he's somewhat of a discreet dude. And I know, like, five new chicks, if not two, his wife hired to make sure she's solidified her alimony. Yeah, I'm going to drop a jewel for my dudes that's on the line right now. We'll send a decoy to get evidence on your dumb ass. So just knock it off. Y'all be thinking it's like some free random puss, but it's not. We sent her. We hired her with your money to investigate you.
I ain't never went that far.
I know chicks that do, especially the bitches that got money. What?
Yeah.
You better watch Color Girls. I hired an investigator to watch my last husband, but I loved you on purpose, man.
True.
Yeah, we definitely networking. I want to make sure everybody get everybody information while we live on the line. We in the after-hours situation of Diva Spot ENT Radio. Your ticket is www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. You won't be able to call in because we're going into the after-hours situation. We're going to do this for another 5 minutes so we can get everybody rocking and rolling. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into some music and bring everybody in a private room so they can go ahead and exchange information so we can network it big and get Juma Black back on the line with us. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. And I might as well get into some Feed the Wolves music. Shout out to Feed the Wolves. We got this anywhere joint. Feed the Wolves is everywhere. Let's go, man.
Catch me in the right mood. I'm like a hawk in this shit. One hit to leave you flying out your flight shoes. I ain't the one, so you better find the right dude. The 40 caliber, put them in the Mac 2. I got love for my team, not the other side. Feed the wolves, we made you, you better recognize. Yeah, we big in this shit, I call it super size. If you try something slick, you be the first to die. You better play it cool, nigga, I'm a bomb threat. Fuck around, leave your sister and your mom's wet. Or your father, this a real Vietnam set. You ain't know, I'm a fucking Vietnam vet. Death before dishonor, I rep it to the fullest side. Feed the wolves. We stand firm like some cinder blocks. We on the move with no breaks, we'll never stop. Feed the wolves is here, and nigga, we headed to the top.
Come on, don't get it twisted. Feed the wolves, the business, embracing all of the haters who hate me handling the business. Why? I bang a diamond with money mode. Follow my dog, 5 and 9. We hotter than the Cabo in the roster. So thick, you know it's hard to swatter with more. Yes, the future guru, call him the Cabo. Top part of Jordan, made back dice, we here. So watch what you say, cause feed the wolves is everywhere.
Imagine a moment, it's cruising, it's such a little
with a pace. And anybody pursuing is really standing in place. So you can understand why they do nothing but hate. Getting drowned by the crowd while I bam on stage. Damn. So when it's steady trying to show out, before I go, you know I gotta hold my dog down. So if they tripping, we gon' have to give them thumbs down. But if they down, I got home, fuck a whole jail. What the hell is gonna stop me? I stay chopping up groupies like broccoli. From Canada to Panama and Bombay. Feed the wolves, we don't ask, you know we just hate. And fuck you if you don't like it. The future's right here, you and me a psychic. They saying this ain't fair, but fuck that. It's our time, feed the wolves, it's everywhere. Twisted to see the walls of penis embracing all of the haters who hate me handling penis. What? I bang a domino with money mode, a part of my dog, five and nine. We hotter than only Cabo in the roster, so thick. Get up with all the squatter with Ferrari, yes, the future guru, call them the Cabos. South Florida, Jordan, made back dice, we here. So watch what you say, you see the wolves is everywhere. We got them running and yelling, who let the wolves out? Bang them, Zid, what the fuck you gonna do about it? Salute the general and all the Cabos, war soldiers and a brigade flooding your airwaves all across the world. Dog, we international. This year's feed the wolves, better let them know. 2K11, the competition getting deader. We spreading like these hoes after our show's bed. Don't get me started, the flow is fucking retarded. The lyrics are like some bullets whistling by your noggin. Y'all better learn your position. I am the new addition to the feed the wolves familiar. What you know about it, huh? We taking over all you haters, place your bets. When the smoke clears and all is said and done, we gonna see who's left. We the best, ain't no room for second place. Feed the wolves are everywhere, ain't none of your faith.
Come on, twisted and feed the wolves of penis, embracing all of the haters who hate me handling penis. What? I bang a dime with money mode, a part of my dog, five and nine. We hotter than in Chicago, and the rocks are so thick. Get up with Charter Squatter, with Ferrari, yes, the future guru, call them the Cabos. South part of Jordan, made back dice, we here. So watch what you say, cause feed the wolves is everywhere.
That mixtape flavor. Welcome to Hit Mob, the official mixtape. Shout out to the whole Brick City. Shout out to the whole Hit Mob. S, Noach, Brian, Vic. Shout out to G Stack. The whole Brick City, baby, stand up. Friday night. I know how it is. Got the Cavarsier, the Henny.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Little microphone, little studio popping.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in West New York. I live in Lower East Side, New York.
Light
so
it up.
Good. NJ to NY. Puerto Rico, what up?
DJ 007.
I'm hot 9-7, rhyme ready, boy. I got a Glock 45 on my belly, girl. Put it in your mouth, but I'm not Akinelli. Still rock Machiavelli. Get it poppin' something heavy. Call me Fonza. Belly on a Harley Davidson. She's some Bob Marley, and I'm hardly capable. Function like a normal human being. Cause I'm seeing unidentified flying objects for no reason. In a project, unidentifiable. Fleeing through the cracks and the crevices. Cracking the heroin, hash and the ecstasy. Oxycontin, methamphetamine. All kinds of other stuff that you never seen. The American dream is more like a horror show. Everybody fiending for a dollar and a pot of gold. I'm smoking my pot in a bong like Michael Phelps. Hoping all my problems dissolve. Only time will tell if I'm able to reach the minds of the masses. Hypnotize them all like the Biggie Smalls classic. Pissing on you bastards, the liquor got me plastered. I'm still putting up my stickers in the bathroom. Used to go to school and bag bitches in the classroom. Now I'm overseas getting Japanese tattoos. Back in New York, I'm in a Japanese band too. But I still spit, my name is Anthony Cruz. A.K.A. A Butter, A.K.A. Dragonhead. I was under the grave, but I'm back from the dead.
Yeah,
yeah nigga, I'm back from the dead.
It's the ball back on the rap, what happened to that? It's no more spitting niggas off the passion for that. My real MCs I see becoming extinct. Boy band ass niggas, they becoming in sync. Call them all out, have my niggas bring the U-Haul out. Pack them all of they fit and back them off of
put the flame to y'all niggas, light them all up. It's a violation, write them all up. Real talk, I ain't even writing all y'all stuff. Nah, I ain't having that. Graduated top of my class. When you the dumb motherfucker that stood back, you would act like you a hated dog. Talking like hit mob ain't gonna make a dog. I get it in. See the place that I'm living in. Who trying to stay down the road? See what I'm living in? Them tenements, couple condos. You could call me Rondo. Boston Celtic. Lyrically, I'm all fucking melt shit. Yeah, I'm what they talk about. Want a nigga, call him out. Break him up in the ass. Take a pull, cough him out. Man, what it's all about. Bet you think it's the money, but listen, what I'm trying to be is what they talk about. Come on, dog. Are you serious, fam? Niggas spitting honey like some type of Cheerio brand. Get this some pussy juice. Yes, it's a scenario thing. Feeling bulletproof, I'ma fucking shoot for your brain. You see, dog cut me from a cough officially stamped. So I'm the envy of a lot of tissue niggas with fame. Ain't official, who the fuck you talking about in your rap? Put the pistol to your clit and go powder your crack. I'm an animal possessing antidotes. Just can't smoke, let the hammer go on your camera toe. Bitch spitters, I'ma eat you up like some Panarosa. No sir, no love, throw up. When you take a ride on my brain, it's a roller coaster. No guts, so I'ma slice them down in a coat cut. Then feed them to my entourage, push them like an analog. Standing by the rail so we can see the fake camouflage. Keep your hammer on, this ain't the land of all. Got them terrorist bars like Guantanamo. Good hard poster boy. Thought I told you boys, what you wanna play?
Twitter.
On your corduroys. Army, the track is looking like a toilet bowl. Dino spitting like a cock bowl. Infrared rap. Dots on you like a domino.
Domino.
I am Lino. Other jungle shining on you like a light post. Yeah, the flow's navigating them all to a pot of gold.
Pop it up with you and pick your brain a little bit, man.
As we proceed to give you what you need.
Ryan B. joint right there called Broke, and it's funny as hell because when